Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, turn my music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more.
Enhance
your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
You want to go outside, you want to come back or whatever, you know. Yeah, that's, you know, sometimes standing up like that, you know. Just, you know. Or you can get a brother's seat, whatever. Or you can cut it back on. You cut it back on. You got it back on? So what I'm trying to say here is, what are the odds of them convicting this man and putting him against, the magnitude of putting him against doggone Charles Manson before the trial even started? You see what I'm saying? Before the trial even started. The movie Just Cause. So they had the movie Just Cause, and both Sean Connery and the guys, we didn't do this movie based on the O.J. Simpson trial because the book was written in 1982, right? 1992, right? But we understood that the whole thing, the O.J. Simpson thing, was nothing but a trial basis that spurned, and it was the second part of the Rodney King verdict in 1992. So if they went to work on this book, you got to understand that all these movies came out at the same time, and that's a whole system that they got, basically trying to undermine black life in America. Because one thing about black life, up until recently, black people was the moral authority of America, period. Even white people, if they say, well, we can't get shit to stick now, we put some Negroes in it. You see what I'm saying? Because we went to church more than anybody else. So the key is to make the black person, this particular freak, so therefore they can do what the hell they want to do with black people in the future. You see what I'm saying? So this is interesting. This particularly interesting. But the movie, The Chase is the movie that you need to see, which is documenting that the whole Cato Kalin, which was the best friend of Charlie Sheen, was all in on this movie, and that was the key movie to let you know on what they were going to do. It came out again, so they're always testing the market. So they came out again last year. We're just doing some recap, and they said, well, now we know we got black people, because they did something last year that was the most advanced and the most advanced thing that they could ever do, and that was to release the movie Outbreak 1 week, and 2 weeks later they actually have the outbreak of Ebola. Now, what are the odds of that? And nobody even questioned it. So they do these to have a reaction from most of the people, because most of the people are not in consciousness. That's why you got to understand the beauty of the brothers and sisters that's in consciousness is it goes beyond just you being gods and nobody else. It goes beyond to say that it is because of you that the race has a chance, although everything is going to be redeemed anyway. That's prophesied. But you got to understand, in the form of the redemption of us going to the higher levels, the whole race being redeemed, there's a group of people that is sent down to be the helpers. And those group of people, if you don't get anything, the reason why shit is holding back is because the ones in consciousness do not understand it. You are those people. That's the deal. You see what I'm saying? So now, instead of feeling good about your career and whether I made it, whether I got enough money, that's superficial shit, which is nothing anyway. Idiots have money. You see what I'm saying? The most diabolical people in the world have so-called, quote-unquote, made it. But the most important people on the planet is the one that receives this knowledge to get the people out of this shit, and that is you. Okay? And this is the key. We got to keep constantly reminding ourselves, and it's an ongoing process. You got to remind yourself every day that I am the Christ which is to come, which the Holy Kabbalah tells you that you are. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, and start thinking like a god and all. So now, let's go on. Another movie came out, Blue Skies, to show you the cult of America. Movie with Jessica Lange and Tommy Lee Jones. And the movie is dealing with, they dropped some nuclear testing on, there was nuclear testing in the 50s or whatever. And they thought there was two people that was walking, two people that was farming out there on the horses, and they didn't tell the people to get out of the way, and they dropped the bomb anyway, and these people start coming out with all kind of stuff. So when Jessica Lange came out to tell the two people that the government is the one that is the reason for them coming down with all these ailments and this nuclear stuff, they said, and they said one thing in the movie, he said, no, my government didn't say they did this. And until my government says that that's what happened, I have to believe what the government says. Or I can't believe that the government will do this. That's showing you that the brainwashing techniques in America. So it's interesting. So movies like these that come out, it's a small thing, but it's major things also, too. Okay? Major things also, too. Now, what is the deal? Now, the new chair is the drugs and the CIA. All that is a new plot to get you from thinking the other way. First of all, it's not the conscious people that knew this. Every fool from Alabama, Georgia, and down Mississippi knew the government planted the drugs. Hell, I go to London and people say, well, you know, the whole thing. We ain't got no boats, no planes, and all. We've been saying that for 10 years. So everybody knew that the government is the one that planted the damn drugs in the community. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody knew that they've had black, so-called, quote-unquote, black exploitation pits that dealt with that. So why is it now all of a sudden we are so crazy until we couldn't take action 10 years ago? We got to wait till the white man validates it. Now, let's not be stupid with this mess. First of all, the government got shit that they did 100 years ago that you don't know about. Or you will find out 100 years later. Said, it was bad how they dropped them smallpox on the Indians and all this kind of shit. So you know damn well if the government is the way they are, whereas they can kill everybody that even think, hell, they can, if a person comes up and breaks some news in the newspaper, come in and jack that nigga up and put some, and put some electrodes under his balls and some razor blades up his ass, he'll print a retraction the next day. So obviously, if this particular information is getting out, they got information that will never get out. You understand what I'm saying? If this particular information is getting out where they put it on the news, and the news is run by the government, that means that the government is the one that is behind putting this information out. Now all the black bourgeoisie Negroes is running up to Washington, D.C. You see what I'm saying? And that's the reason why, so when you found out about health, Farrakhan told them about that 10 years ago at Northwestern University, that the government is the number one funder of the government, is damn dope. And if fool know this, but you mean to tell me, now here it is, this is the sickness of it, because it's all a test. You so sick that you can't damn stand up as grown people, as spiritual people, and say, hell, we know the deal. Back in 1988, 1986, 1987, and 1990 when you finally realized the shit. We know the deal that you're the one that's putting it in. No, you got to wait till the damn white man documents it. And he always puts the shit out. He always documents it 10 years too late. Too late now, you don't even know who. Hell, half the people could be dead. Hell, all the black people already in jail. Half of them dead now. Half of them will never be no good. So it's not the object to come in and say, oh, we got information now that they did this when the black, he's in the story. Hell, he done put your man in jail now, and he's ruined for life. You see what I'm saying? But that's the way they do it. They always will come out with 10-year-old news. So this is old shit that they come out with now and bring it up now, and all the black people think, oh, it's the new shit. Oh, you heard about it 10 years ago. But now all of a sudden it's new on your mind because the white man said it, and life does not exist until the white man documented it on his news for our people. So he brings it out now. Now, why is he bringing it out now? He's bringing it out now to basically counter his new thing, which is black body snatching, which is tons and tons, like I said before, tons of projects around the country. They're closed down, and you got black people in concentration camps. And as a result, we got at least 12 million black people in concentration camps. So to get you to stop thinking about that particular thing, he'll give you some old news about some crack and some shit that done happened, whereas they just disbanded Red Dog. Crack basically is damn near gone compared to what crack was 5 years ago. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you still got a little bit of crack, but I'm trying to say the crack epidemic is basically all the big people in jail. So he'll give you the old news on an old project that was successful to you to keep you off of the new project, basically, which is actually old news, too. You see what I'm saying? But this is the project. He ain't got enough of you off the street yet because he's coming down to the black bourgeoisie next. So it's in the middle of this project, and so boom, to keep people from finding out about it, he'll give you the old news about the crack cocaine of 10 years ago, and then an actual will come out and say, yeah, this is true. And he'll give you this to keep you off of what's going on now, which they're actually snatching your body. And the beautiful part about it is this. Now all of a sudden, the I told you so is coming rapidly. So we got it documented on tape. I came out about a month ago, 2 months ago, and told you that they were taking the homeless and taking the what you call it? You heard it on the radio, and taking the closed down all the projects. The spirit is showing you, because now this is one of the greatest times to understand that the spirit is working, for the simple doggone fact that the cracker in the middle of the conspiracy comes out with a movie Friday. The damn movie Extreme Measures. And he comes out with this movie Friday. And anybody go see the movie yet? We went to see the movie yesterday. And the movie is all of that. Because they start out with the homeless people. So they put a little bit of wipe in there to throw you off. But then again, on the other hand, like I told you before, they even doing this to toll crackers too. You see what I'm saying? That's their tough luck. See what I'm saying? Damn a redneck. We ain't getting no alliance, no peace and stuff. But here it is. This crazy nigga comes on the radio. We're not talking about you because you conscious. But we talking about the masses on what we think. This crazy nigga on the radio talking about how they're putting people in concentration camps to do experiments. Right? To do experiments. So, all of a sudden, a month later, they come out with the actual movie called Extreme Measures, where they show them taking the actual homeless. They say, well, why do you do the homeless? They say, because no, or why you do poor people? See, that's a code word for niggas. You see what I'm saying? Why do you do poor people? Because nobody will miss them. You see what I'm saying? And they got this whole movie going on, so they'll give you the little technology about paraplegia and all this type of stuff when you go see the movie. But basically, the movie, well, they can't tell you about the melatonin program. You see what I'm saying? About the melatonin program. But they will give you the information based on the information on what they actually do. And they were, and they had this whole thing going on in the movie. And you got to go see this movie. Go see the movie tomorrow. Go see it, the matinee or whatever. But you got to go see the movie. Because now we're talking about they're actually documenting this stuff and it's in the movie. Do you know?
Okay, so, well, you know, that's just a coincidence. It ain't no coincidence. Guess who wrote the movie? The movie was written by a medical doctor. I forgot the guy's name. I should have broke the guy's name. But I went, and what happened was they have the little small paperback book out also, too, which will give you eight times as much as the movie, the little $4 paperback book, Extreme Measures. Come to find out, the movie is written by this particular doctor, and Elizabeth Hurley, who is the woman that's the boyfriend, the girlfriend to Hugh Grant, they decided to come in, and she put the money up to produce it, or either she came and knew a couple of people. You produce a movie, you don't use your own money. You just produce it and go out and get money for the movie. So she put the money up to produce this movie, but it's based off of a medical doctor's book, Extreme Measures. It was on the damn bestsellers list for a whole year. So the key what I'm trying to say here is this. This particular medical doctor is the person this is the doctor that if he's not experimenting because he's in the doctor's community, he knows of the people that is experimenting on black people. So all he has to do is come in and write this movie and just change it from the black people to homeless people and put a little bit of white people up in there and you got it. You see what I'm saying? Now, it wouldn't be in claim, but still be, oh, yeah, you still just grasping for straws here. But what are the odds of a medical doctor? You see? And so they got this new thing now. They call it medical horror, a medical suspense, where they're getting ready to go in and show all this shit these damn Nazi doctors is doing. You see what I'm saying? It's nothing but a carryover from World War II. But it's just on your ass now with the concentration camps. You see what I'm saying? So they do all of this particular stuff that's more advanced now. You see what I'm saying? And they put it in these books and they're making these movies. You see what I'm saying? So the key is, but this is, now let's try to, we're going to have to brainstorm here because we're going to have to try to understand something.
the magnitude of this. This is not World War II where you actually have a public acknowledgement of the people taking these so-called Jews off and putting them in concentration camps. What we have here that's going on that makes this work is the masses of the people don't even suspect this is happening until you end up in the concentration camp and actually be the victim. And that's the damn what the movie was talking about. The only reason why he found out is two people escaped. And the whole shit came to action, and he was investigating, and they end up setting his ass up. The cops put the crack in his, put cocaine in his house, and he end up getting set up his damn self. It's the same stuff. So this is a key movie that you must go see because it is actually documented. Another key thing is this. If you look at any, go back and look at any pictures from the turn of the century. Any pictures from the turn of the century, which means that the bulk of your race at that particular time was mostly and mainly dark-skinned people. Although you had a lot of light-skinned people, but the light-skinned people was fairly a minority. A person that you would be considered, some people consider you dark, which you are the average tone now, or this brother would be the average tone now, which would be the model now, but the model, the masses of the model in the United States was something like this sister's color back here. You see what I'm saying? Or something like this sister's color back here. That would be a model. That is the exception now. That's not the norm anymore. You understand what I'm saying? So what we're talking about is this. At the turn of the century, that this sister would be the model and she's considered like him compared to the Africans. If you were the model in the turn of the century, and this is supposed to be after slavery, we want to know what happened to that whole place, that whole, what you say, post-slavery race that's on now. That means that in actuality, they have literally from the last, let's say the last 100 years, they have literally, let's say 130 years, 1865, 1965, 131 years, they have actually came in and wiped out a whole dark-skinned race of people. And we are the leftover of that. You understand what I'm saying? But like I told you before, there was not a hanging now that they had a barbecue grill because they ate a lot of those. You see what I'm saying? So now the movie actually bears witness that the white rat theory, that is not even white rat theory. 98% of all stuff that all medicine that we have now, pharmaceutical medicine that we have now, was done by human subjects. You understand what I'm saying? Unfortunately, for the last 131 years, we have been the human subject. See, the argument in the movie was, we don't mind you doing this, but you can't do it with human subjects. God said, oh, fuck that rat, take too long. So the key is, most of the medicine that they put out, even the rat was a decoy. Most of the medicine that is made in the United States has been made from human subjects, and we have been at the damn bulk of that. It's been at our expense. You understand where I'm coming from? So it's interesting. So we got a whole dark-skinned race of people that's gone. And the reason why I know this, because you can go to any farm of the Caribbean. You go to Jamaica. And you go to several places, even though they have light-skinned people in Jamaica and they have light-skinned people in the Caribbean, if you notice, they still have an element where the masses of the people are darker-skinned people. You see what I'm saying? If you go to India, you go to Bahamas and stuff, you will see an element where a bunch of them are darker-skinned people. You won't see a whole room full of dark-skinned people here in America. That's impossible now. You understand what I'm saying?
The
room will be dark-skinned people. And then you would have a few people, you would have a great group that would be light-skinned. You understand what I'm saying? But the majority of those people would be dark-skinned people. Same thing with the American Indian. Why is it now that you see the damn American Indian, every time you see him, they're showing you some white man with some damn long black hair with a fucking wig on? Whereas 98% of all, no, 100% of all pictures taken during the time of the damn great massacre of the West was dark-skinned people. Black is you and I. But how is it that you see what I'm saying? So we understand when we understand, we say, well, they wiped out those people. We can see that about the Indians. We are saying that the same thing has happened to us, too. You see what I'm saying?
dudes from India. They go on a reservation, and everybody up there looking like fucking Saks Fifth Avenue, looking like England and shit. Talking about they Native Americans. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, and I'm just saying, but I'm just talking about the color of them. You see what I'm saying? The color would be different. That means you got a whole entire race that's gone. You see? It's interesting. So now this CIA thing with the drug thing, and they got all the people up in there, that's all designed. Because now you know now, it's the Senate. Now they saying they're going to cooperate. And so now they're going to come out with a few things. They had a white man on TV today, one white boy, they found today. They just found this crack of the day. He's saying, and I knew about it 5 years ago because I did some research and I did some stuff, and I knew about it 5 years ago, and this was a big-time cracker. So now they come out with this stuff, and so what it is not everybody going to jump on the bandwagon, you know, get Gregory and all them get thrown. I think Gregory knew about this shit before. He said it back in the damn 80s this was happening. But if you knew this in the damn 80s, what the fuck you do up in D.C. now because the cracker done said? See, this was the insanity. So now they're going to come out, and this is going to be the big thing. And what's happening is anytime they come out and start doing shit heavy like this is because they're getting ready to do this extreme measures even more. You see what I'm saying? Even more. I went back to Vine City yesterday. No, the other day. We're talking about Vine City, which I used to live in Vine City. The entire community is wiped out. I'm saying black people don't have that kind of money to do a mass migration where a whole community just up and leaves. Only people staying up in there now is a few little people had old people. You know, they was killing off them. But the majority of them is new people with new houses that they built. But we're talking about complete streets. Boom. They don't relocate people like that. You see? That means they did the same thing with a whole black community. Vine City and the majority of past Simpson, that whole area is abandoned houses. That means that they have come in under the nose of our people. And literally, well, under the nose of the idiots, which we call the black bourgeoisie that don't give a fuck about nothing, no way, that make jokes about the so-called soulful ghetto people. They have come in under our nose and have cleaned out a whole community. You see what I'm saying? So, I'm actually visualizing this. You got to understand the magnitude of this shit we're talking about here. You understand what I'm saying? To understand, my God, the stuff that's on the movies is only a damn drop in the bucket of what these crackers are actually doing. You see what I'm saying? So they've come in and it's funny now. It's funny because now we got shit. Now I got some news last week that some of these goddamn curtains is in on this shit. The damn Vine City, come to find out that half the houses that was bought up in Vine City, a so-called bought up in Vine City, was bought up by a group called the Vine City Housing Ministry. Based on some black churches, which we know that they can control our people, that our people might not even know nothing about it. But under the guidelines or under the people who finance the church, they can come in and they put people in concentration camps. And they're using this church as a front piece. Or when you come and say, well, what the hell happened to all these people? Or they say, well, the Vine City Housing Ministry, a group of black churches bought up the damn land. You see, so they can to the group of black churches and actually give them the finance to buy up the land because as a front piece, but the whole time they have come in and wiped out the land. So they say, you got these vacant houses. So they'll come in and tell us and say, well, you know, we're giving you the finances to buy out this stuff and start this little black business. You see what I'm saying? So when you ask, what happened to all these people? They say, oh, the Vine City Housing Ministry is the one. That's the black churches, the one that bought up all this land. So they're using the black churches just like they use the black churches to put us in the census, put us in the census in the early turn of the century. They didn't have a census on black people, and so all the damn black preachers registered all the people. You see what I'm saying? Registered all the people. So they can use these particular, they can use these people. You see what I'm saying? They can use these particular people as a front piece. It's like a damn laundering business. You see what I'm saying? And this is what's going on right now. So the churches is into this. Now, the new shit is this. They came on TV last week. They said that the poverty among black people has fallen. The lowest it has been since 1959. Now, we know damn well that there ain't no jobs. You had more jobs in 1959 than you have now. You know what I'm saying? You had people that had all kind of positions. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you just not even working a damn kitchen now. You know what I'm saying? So now, we know that the jobs is gone. We know that with the Reaganomics, it had more homeless people than the country has ever seen. Now, wait a minute now. Let's take this shit now. This is the way they're fooling people. They have produced the greatest homeless that the country has ever seen. And the only reason why you are not reminded of the homeless now is because they done came in and put them motherfuckers in concentration camp and they're making melatonin pills out of them. Okay. So now, if we know there's no jobs, you see, and I don't know, I haven't worked on a job, a legitimate job since 1989. But I know damn near 10 years of college, the last time I decided to come out and go out and get a bullshit job so I can pay rent, I damn near called hell. You know what I'm saying? I damn near called hell. Right now, it's like every place else. Atlanta didn't used to be this way, but now you can lose a damn job. It might take 3 months to get an Uber. You see what I'm saying? So I damn near called hell trying to get a bullshit job. You see what I'm saying? So my point is, there are no jobs to get, but if there are no jobs, how in the hell can poverty fall the lowest it has been? 29.5%. How is that? Because now they are saying that basically they're telling you the truth. The people that was in poverty no longer exist. So therefore, the poverty has fallen the lowest it has ever been. Now, let's look at the magnitude. We got to go back and think a minute now. They came in and say that the poverty has fallen the lowest it has been since 1959. Yet, in 1959, 1960, you had the unemployment rate was not as big as what the hell it is now. You understand where I'm coming from? Now, 1 minute they talk about we're spending too much money on welfare, affirmative action. We can't do the health care. We are running out of money. The country going to be broke. The country, and we already know the country. We know the country been broke since the 1950s, right? So now, what they're actually saying that in actuality that the people in poverty no longer exist. So it's not saying that poverty has fallen. They're saying that the people in poverty have fallen off the planet and became so low now since 1959 have actually died. And these are the way they say things. You see, these are the way they say things. You see what I'm saying? So now, look at this. They even bear witness to it in the scriptures. You see, the Bible, you got to trace this thing down. So when you're dealing with the Bible, you're dealing with a very standardized book. Although we proved that there's wisdom all through it, but it's damn near like connect the dots. It's in fragments. And so we're talking about years and years of people coming in and carving up shit. So what we're going to do is we're going to go deep into the scriptures. So now, the original scriptures of the Bible is the first four gospel or the complete gospels. This is the one coming from, this comes from, the guy is Robert J. Miller is the editor. And these are the complete gospels. So anytime you get, if you want to deal with the gospels compared to your Bible, always get the ones that say the New Jerusalem Bible. You will see some of those. Or you can get this book, The Complete Gospels, which is only talking about first four gospels. Because we're not a full first four gospels, which is what? Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke. You see what I'm saying? But in here, they're going to add other ones, the Book of Q, the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of James, the Gospel of the Savior, the Gospel of Mary. You see what I'm saying? Now, what is this? I'm going to explain this thing to you. So if you want to get the real ones, anytime you see that book with that line down the middle of the page, that's not the one you want. That means that they done carved up the shit. The one you want to get is this one, the Complete Gospels. It's this one costs, you'll find this book in any of the stores. They're going to have some in here. But you can find this book in any of this stuff, Cold Bridge Press. But it's The Complete Gospels by Robert J. Miller. Now, there's a section in here to bear witness to all of this that's going on. Now, to read the Bible, we come to find out that 98% of all of the damn Bible is now. Never happened in the past. You see, somebody took some scriptures that was all mystical and prophetic and wrote it, historicalized it. And that's what's fucking up everything. We're going to get deeper into that tonight. Look, this is the part of Matthew that I want to read. And it says this. And the disciples, this is in Matthew 17. You can get this right out of your Bible.
Matthew verse 17, Matthew 17 verse 4 to 25. Matthew 17 verse 4 to 25. This, fortunately, is right in your regular King James Version. And it says this. It says, the disciples quoting him, they're quoting Jesus. They say that in the light of this, you the scholars claim that Elijah must come first. So they're saying that Elijah must come first. That's what the Jewish nation is on hold now. That's why they all fucked up. They've been looking for Elijah, but they've been fake Jews, so they can't receive Elijah, but Elijah came here. That's why they went to Ebony in 1983 and told Ebony, you got to change his name from Elijah to some Wilford Poole or some kind of shit, because they knew that we got the Elijah. Now they say Elijah must come first. And it says, in response, he said that Elijah does indeed come to restore everything. So we're talking about in a period of the 20th century. See what I'm saying? Because he was born 1897. And so he didn't come until 1931 when he got the actual teaching. You see what I'm saying? Now, so some people don't believe this shit. Well, listen, the scriptures say that Elijah must come. In Egypt, they say Jehudi must come. You see what I'm saying? In Hebrewism, it's Enoch, or it's John in Christianity. It's Elijah. It's Enos also. It must come. In different cultures, there's supposed to be a forerunner to the Christ that was supposed to come and set shit straight. So now, whether we say we don't believe that or not, well, hell, if this was going into the year 2000, even when the Christians say that the Christ is coming, and if we are just going to take the Christian script, that means that Elijah had to have come to restore the nation. He had to do it more than damn 4 years. You see what I'm saying? So obviously, we can bear witness that that was the one, because it says in all ones that it would be a forerunner. Now, this is what it says. Elijah does come and to restore everything. But I tell you that Elijah has already come. So now, this is the future. Whoever is speaking right now in the future. And when we say speaking, we're talking about the knowledge that we are receiving now. That's the speech. It's the book that you're getting, because we wrote the books years ago for you to pick up now. You got it? Now it says this. Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him. Oh, damn, that's true. This person came. We don't recognize this person as no biblical Elijah. You see what I'm saying? The Islamic people recognize him as a heretic. They so orthodox. You understand what I'm saying? But remember now, the Messiah script, the Messiah text, which is the Jewish Messiah text, that book Raphael Passy said when he comes, he's going to come posing as an Arab, which means Islam, not in the white Arab. They say he's going to come in, when he comes in the future, he's going to be disguised as an Arab. Now, this is the Hebrew scriptures, which is more authentic than the fake Jewish, the fake Christian stuff. We're going to get into this now. Y'all bear with me. But I want to put this down. Look. And they say he has already come. So we're talking about somewhere now. So he's already come. Well, when did he come? He came in 1931 to 19. Well, he came in 18 something. We'll say that when he came into the knowledge. That's when they talk about. Whenever you only live when you come into the knowledge of self. You understand? So otherwise, you're just a bump on the wall. So he came in 1931. When he came into the knowledge, 1931 to 1975. So they say he's already come. Hell, this is damn near 20 years after he's gone that we're reading this. So he's already come. Now look at this. And they did not recognize him. And the sons of Adam are also going to suffer at their hand. They said that when Elijah came, whoever they were did with him as they pleased. Which means, you know, on top of we didn't believe half the shit, so that's some old crazy shit. The white man did what he was, did to him as he pleased, because he's the devil. So you know what I'm saying? By keeping him out of the way. But they, like I said, they knew he came because in 1950 they gave him a motorcade down Washington, D.C., a congressional parade that they don't let you know about. That's also in the College of Pine. Now listen, look at this. They said that they did not recognize him. They said, but the sons of Adam are going to suffer at their hands. Now what do they mean by that? They mean that when they're saying that basically what I told you when he was on the podium in 1973 and he was speaking, and then all of a sudden he saw a vision and he said, oh God, it hurts me to see what they're going to do to you. That means he's looking in the future and he's seeing the concentration camps now. In this particular part in Matthew 17 verse 4 to 25, they say because of his coming and both us not recognizing him and both the white boy doing with him as they please when they did the whole thing with the Malcolm thing. Based on that, they say that the sons of Adam are going to suffer at their hands. Their hands is talking about the doggone powers that be. So, first of all, we didn't really fuck up because it was already destined that we were going to not recognize him, because they say that he comes at a time when light shines in the darkness and the darkness comprehends it not, or they would reject knowledge. So right in Matthew, they're actually talking about that particular part, which the suffering at their hands is AIDS, Ebola, concentration camp, crack cocaine, and black insanity at an all-time high. Self-hatred at an all-time high, where they give you our woman, give you their woman, excuse me, the white woman now. You see what I'm saying? And they're suffering at their hands. And that's very interesting that with this particular part in Matthew, that they would deal with that particular part. Now, let's deal with some things. We're going to go right ahead so we can go get into this particular part here, because I want to say a couple other things. Number one, like I said, to understand your story, you got to get there, rent that movie, The Never Ending Story. And when you see, they put it out in children movies because they know adults ain't going to never see it. And the little boy, what the little boy is going through, come to find out that the whole adventure that he was going through was an actuality him. It's just the person on the inside of him projecting out. And so the actual story is going on in his small universe, which is in the brain, which everything that is projecting out here is going on, is predetermined inside of you, and you go through it every day. That's what your dreams are. You see what I'm saying? Also, get the movie Clash of the Titans. Go back and see. It comes on TBS all the time. Clash of the Titans. The guy Perseus, which is a modified word of Perseverance, which is a later word, Parzavant, who is the one who gets the Holy Grail. Get the movie Excalibur and put yourself in the adventure. So you are Perseus. And they show the gods. They show two realms going on. The gods are putting little toe out and say, we're going to do this to Perseus. We're going to put this in his way. We're going to put this in his way. And then they had the mortal realm, which is the earth. And this shit ain't nothing but a big ritual we're going through. And that's the way the shit is. The stuff is more of a ritual that you're going to and more of a damn computer game, more of a computer game or a role-playing game, more than it is reality. Because you can't make heads or tails out of reality as long as you're looking with these two ways out. You see what I'm saying? So get the movie Clash of the Titans. Key movie, Clash of the Titans. Excalibur, key movie. Never Ending Story, key movie. Key movie. These are movies that you need to get and try to understand your role as you're going to Clash of the Titans. Clash of the Titans is surely, they just show you bit for bit on what's going on in you. But you just got to put yourself in the role of the Christ. You see what I'm saying? In the role of the actual Christ. And that's the key to the movie and all. Now, the white boy, what he's doing is he gives you careers and he rewards you. And as long as he's giving you awards, he traps you. Just like the martyr bus drivers. What they do is like the martyr bus drivers. You could be running and a woman could see you on the bus and step on the damn gas. Because you know what I'm saying? So now she's gone or he, but mainly they do it with a lot of, the reason why I say he, she, because they got this thing where they condition the sisters. That's why they always pick most of the sisters that drive the buses are over 40 in their 50s. You see few young sisters, but not that many. And they can condition them, and they got, and a lot of the brothers are older brothers also, too. You see what I'm saying? But the brothers is a different type energy that's going on. So this is not talking negative to the sisters, but they can manipulate the sisters a lot. So what they do is they come in and they give them a safe driver patch. Once they give them that safe driver patch, it locks them in forever. It's like a robot. That's like giving them a war. And they won't do anything outside of the rules. So they become non-humane. They see a motherfucker running through the bus in the damn lane. But, you know, they got a damn spot to pick up. They just keep on going because I'm following the goddamn rules. He wasn't there, I got to leave. So when they award you, and that's the same thing happened in Korea. When they award you with your career, they do this. And why is this? Because they understand, basically, because they study us every day. They understand because you have no culture, none whatsoever. And because you have no culture, therefore, your career becomes your culture. Same thing with damn fraternities. That's why black people took fraternities and sororities far beyond what white people did. Motherfucking Qs and shit.
Nigga come in there, you know, he just a regular freshman. He plays, and all of a sudden, he actually personifies a damn cue and start acting a certain way or a cap or these particular things. But like I said, the other day we saw this sister. She's probably been out of college 10 years, but she got a goddamn green car with AKA on. And she actually thinks that actually she's an AKA, like that is a part of her persona. You see what I'm saying? White people, you never really hardly see them after they get out of college, though. You never really hardly see them with stuff on. The same thing with white Masons. You don't see them wearing all that shit. Why is that? Because we don't have a culture. We become our career. You see what I'm saying? We become our career. So they put that safe driver patch on there. Or they put a gold medal around you on there. Or they give you the MTV award. They always give you an award ceremony, and that locks you in. And that kills your spirit even more. That's why you can't never get our people to do nothing once they go into a profession. Because the profession becomes them, and that means they are no longer black, basically. Although they might sound like African-American and all that old shit. That's the terminology. You see what I'm saying? So they are no, and so that's when the white boy come and say, I don't see you as a black person, Michael Jordan. I don't see you as a black person, Oprah, because she has identified with that particular job. And now when we understand how is it that year after year shit can go on and we still catch hell is because majority of our people, they have put these careers up in there since it started around 1970. Remember that 1960, you was fighting for shit. You had two people, teachers and preachers. You see what I'm saying? That was it. You can only, you know, teachers college, you can only teach or preach. You see what I'm saying? Then they started giving you more things. You know what I'm saying? On one level, they started giving you, on the blue collar level, they started letting you into fire department, post office, police department, these type of things. On the other one, on the white collar, they start letting them into IBM and all this type of stuff. So what it did is actually, they're acting like a body snatcher. They're snatching members of the race. And once they go into that thing, you see what I'm saying? And once they go into that particular part, they become non-black. And somehow the spirit, because the beast fire a few of them, you know what I'm saying? They fall on hard times and shit, and they come back to reality. You see what I'm saying? So this is what's going on. And so this is why our people, they're still locking us based on these career type things. Now, the new thing is, the stuff that I have just said, okay, on the college campuses, I was supposed to speak there 2 weeks from now, on the 9th. It was interesting because I was supposed to speak 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks I was supposed to speak, but for some reason they shit the guy on the room and we couldn't get the room. But it's interesting, we was going to go to the lecture that was canceled. And when I turned around and we got on Lee Street going to Morehouse, we felt this negative energy. I'm like, damn, what the hell is going on? I feel a negative energy. And my sister, she felt it too. She said, I feel it too. But I remember when she first got turned on the mouth and they opened up psychically, they broke up and they said, you better get out of here. The spirit told you better get out of here. The energy is very negative. Now, why is this? Because for some reason, when they go to college, and I know this because I've been in college for 10 years, for some reason, they tell you that these are the next black leaders. So the ego is inflated. And so now what have is up on the campuses. Now everybody's into the revolutionary thing. So now they had last week, I think they had a brother that came and he did the revolutionary lecture saying you need to fuck everything that's spiritual. You understand what I'm saying? It's about revolutionary. Now, first of all, about the revolution, that's a damn pipe dream for the simple fact that that's a romanticism because a real revolutionary, if he was really in revolution, first of all, revolution, what they show you on TV, is different than the way the white people do things. For the simple fact, if you're a real revolutionary, you would know about the things that I talk about, the concentration camp. You would know about these things now and not 10 years later still saying, I'm waiting for the white man to jump. So we getting shotguns with knives, we getting all this shit, wait for the white man to jump. And you don't understand, the white man is covert. He starts his war on you 10 years before and wipe out your whole clan. You see what I'm saying? And so you're still a revolutionary waiting for people to jump, and that's not the way they do stuff now. So the day of we get ready to fight in the street is not going to happen that way. Remember now, the TV controls everything that go on there. So every now and then, every month, you hear some crack or some black man talk about a race war that's coming on. Oh, we believe there's going to be a race war. That's the diversionary tactic, because as long as they can keep you thinking in the future that there's going to be some stuff, you will never actually tap into what's going on. So all these revolutionaries that's walking around on the college campus, they know nothing about that they have taken 12 million black people and killed them. They don't know nothing about that shit. They don't know nothing about that half the people, 98%, when they start their revolutionary, the government going to make sure there's so many clones that are going to be up in there. You see what I'm saying? They don't understand that the damn religion that they're going up against, all the white men got a favor. You're a child of Christ, and he's going to get black people to turn against him. So what I'm trying to say is this particular, it's this young egotistical thing that's going on. And the reason why I know this is because I was up there. When I was there, we had just as many revolutionaries. And like I said before, every 4 years you get revolutionaries to talk shit. And then at the end of graduation, they cut the goddamn dreadlocks and go there and get the corporate job. And you never see them no more. And so the ones that's up there now is mild compared to the brothers who were dead in 89. You know what I'm saying? We took over buildings. You see what I'm saying? We was raised in hell. Niggas was going to fight your Ku Klux Klan and going to jail. You see what I'm saying? 92, they was fighting all this here. But what I'm trying to say is that's only something that you do in college, because ultimately nobody ain't going to give up nothing for black people. And so basically they can go and get their groove on in college. You see what I'm saying? And they can go to the white man shit. And so when the black people say, you a damn sellout, they can go, their child say, you a sellout. They can go, no, no, you don't understand. I did this. When I was in college, we did this and we did that. And that's their revolutionary part, because they have no intentions of sticking with it, because struggle is forever. You see what I'm saying? So now you got this whole thing. So it's a whole new crop of rubber revolutionaries that come up, talking about stockpiling, getting guns, and all this kind of shit. You're supposed to start the goddamn revolutionaries in the 70s. I mean, the real revolution in the 70s, before AIDS, before crack. But why is it it's always a damn reactionary when it comes to the real shit? Because the white boy is 8 steps up ahead of us, because we deal on the physical and not the spiritual. And these are things that's actually going on. Now, I mentioned to you the last time that Gandhi was a government agent. Did I mention that to you? About Gandhi being a government agent, which in actuality was under the same government that why Martin Luther King followed that particular pattern, is because the government, when they got to him, who was a government agent, they said, you follow the Gandhi type thing, as well as your boy that in the spiritual thing, they had to get a spiritual guru, and your boy that was a government agent, the British fireworship guy that wrote the book, The Autobiography of a Yogi, Yogananda, which was also one also too. Now, we're dealing with some things we're going to go right on, because we're going to keep on going right on up. We're dealing with some things. When you deal with moral science, like I said, the reason why I said you need to get that cup of destiny and take the white people out of it, because when you're dealing with moral science, the moral science is that holy grail that they're talking about. But now it's going to be a little better, because when you rent the movie The Excalibur, you can see the actual stuff of the holy grail. And the movie First Night, they give you a little bit of stuff in it. Then when you read the book The Cup of Destiny, and another good book, this is an excellent one here. This is one that is called The Secret Tradition in Arthurian Legend. Also, you know, you're going to rent the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, The Last Crusade. But in here, they're going to deal with Merlin coming from Atlantis, and basically Merlin was nothing but a black person. You see what I'm saying? So this particular book is going to deal with the Atlantean period. It's also going to mention, it's going to quote Rudolf Steiner's book. Did you ever get any of those, Sister Apicini? Universe, Earth, and Man. Rudolf Steiner's Universe, Earth, and Man. But anyway, he's going to quote in it. But if you got spiritual hierarchies, he's usually repetitive. You know what I'm saying? He usually does the same thing over and over again. Universe, Earth, and Man by Rudolf Steiner. But if you got any more spiritual hierarchies by Rudolf Steiner, you sold out. Not spiritual hierarchies, cosmic memory. Well, spiritual hierarchies is good. Any Rudolf Steiner, he's just so hard to read that he got to really stick with him and all. But in this particular book, they're going to get, his name is Gareth Knight, who wrote this particular book. The Secret Tradition in Arthurian Legend is the one. That's more science. More science. Like I told you before, they showed the more in Maul Flanders, which will be coming on video soon, which is, you know, that's more science. Any science and stuff. The Kabbalah. They're going to tell you the Kabbalah was given to the white man by the Moors. They brought the Holy Kabbalah up and give to the fake Jew, because the fake Jew had converted and stuff. They said, well, we're going to give you some information, so because we know you're going to take it, believing you the Jew, and that way it'll be around for us. So we said, why did the Moors give black people, give the white man all these secrets? They gave them the secrets because they understood that the white man would rule the world, and that's the stuff that we would get now. The Moors giving them the Kabbalah, giving them the secret keys of Enoch. No, the secret of the Gotia, the book of Gotia, talking about these spirits.
They left the keys of Gotia. So you got a spiritual realm that is kind of, then you have what is called the lower spirit, lesser spirit. What do they mean by lesser spirit? The lesser key is, if you got a spiritual realm up here that you can't get to, you need to use the lesser keys, the lesser spirit, which is down low enough to connect with you, and you can connect with the higher spirit. So anytime you see the book of Gotia, you got any more of those keys of Solomon? That book of Gotia. The greater key of Solomon is the book, the keys of Solomon. The lesser key is this Gotia spirit. You see what I'm saying? All that's more science. Which more, they'll tell you, the more, when you see Sufi, they're talking about more. Sufi means woolly head one. So the more, all that's more science that they're giving them. So your Kabbalah is more science. The Kabbalah came out of Egypt. And the Moors went in and got that particular information and took it to when they took it to Spain, they had to train all these crackers. They gave them all this particular information. You will see some stuff called the Enochian spirit. The Enochian spirits is dealing with the god Enoch, but it's these angelic spirits, which is supposed to be very powerful. The Moors left that up into Europe, left this stuff up into Europe, and as they left the stuff into Europe, this guy named John Dees came in and plagiarized all of it and said it was his shit. You see what I'm saying? So that's the Enochian spirits and all. That's also more science. Now, they got a stuff on HBO called Search for Sanity. It's called, you know, they got these HBO documentaries. It's called The Search for Sanity, and they got these white people all crazy, and how they're still giving them these lobotomies drilling into their brains, and they've been showing these tons of white people as crazy. And I notice they don't have no black people on the show. If we're crazy, it's based on conditioning, so that's a different type of mentality. But we're talking about, they just show these people in Search for Sanity, and all these white people are crazy, and they're showing all these white people are crazy and stuff like that. That's in its own right now. Now, did you get any of these? This is Yaqub's History by the Nation of Islam. I think it costs like $3. Did you get any of these, Sister Albertini? This is the history of Yaqub by Malcolm X, and this is one of his speeches. Yeah, you can get them all, yeah, like that, you know, also, too. But I think you can, you'll find some distributors and stuff, so that's one you might want to read also, too. Also, now they're talking about evolution from apes and stuff. They got a lot of stuff coming on about evolution from apes and the hominids. Remember, I don't get into that. Their history. When they first made, that's why you have to go and see. Okay, you got an audio. Okay, cool. Now they're going to come in. They're going to give you evolution of apes. They're going to talk. They're talking a lot about that now. And they're showing all these built-down man, Nubians, what they call it, Grimaldi, and all this kind of stuff. That is not our history. Remember now, if you get Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, remember when they first made Frankenstein, he couldn't talk, or he had to evolve until the person that he became at the end of the movie. You understand what I'm saying? Well, they just gave you one little part on how he evolved in a matter of months. You see what I'm saying? To a year, but in actuality, it took them years to evolve to the person that they are now. You see what I'm coming from? It took them years to evolve to the person that they are now. You see what I'm saying? And basically, they do their bar to temporary intelligence and stuff. But in actuality, they are vampires. Now, there's some stuff on, I got an out-of-print book. And this is stuff on vampirism. Now, what is a real vampire? This is what a real vampire is. Your magical fluid is an elixir of AWAR. Now, what do they mean by that? Your magical fluid is an elixir of AWAR. AWAR is another name for the Christ, another name for Heru, and another name for the ancient black god, Melchizedek. So if your magical fluid is indeed an elixir of AWAR, anytime you hear the word elixir, they're talking about alchemy, so that means your magical fluid is melanin, right? Okay, now listen. For this, you must be one. But for this reason, you must watch out for vampires. They will try to take this sacred substance from you. Now, this is bearing witness to what we're talking about now with the concentration camp. Because I predicted, and it even got past me. I predicted in November of 94
and my mothership read it that the concentration camp was going to be mass melanin extraction experiments. You see what I'm saying? And it's funny, of course to saw it, but you got to realize you got to start learning how to interpret channels better. A sister saw bodies stacked up, and she saw people in concentration camps in 94. But she saw it physically on top out here in the public. And it threw people off, so because we didn't see it, we thought it would be something in the future. But a lot of times when you get channels, a lot of times they are going on now. You just got to interpret them. You see, but I said it's going to be mass melanin extractions. And 6 months later, they came out with the melatonin pills in 94. You see what I'm saying? They came out with the melatonin pills in 94. Now listen, they say they will try to take this substance from you. This is why you must use your will to attract those of high vibration. You see what I'm saying? Now, and one thing that means also that you can't be fucking around with crackers. You see what I'm saying? Although you got dead black people, they are of a higher vibration than white people. You see what I'm saying? So one level, you can't be fucking around with this beast because these beasts can take your melanin by your energy, especially, like I said, through sex. You see what I'm saying? They will come to you because AWAS, they say they will come to you because AWAS is your master, which is the form of the Christ. You see what I'm saying? So what it means here is these are vampires. So the real vampire, your melanin through temporary, they take your melanin, first of all, they take your energy when they touch you. That's why you see some white people when they get to know you, they want to touch all over you. And, you know, and I know a lot of people, when they first got dreads, you see a lot of dreads now, but white people will come up and want to touch your goddamn dreads. Or they'll come up and want to touch your hair. That's because they're taking your energy from you. They're vampires. So they can take that kind of energy by touching you. You see what I'm saying? By touching you. Another way is the ones that know. The other ones, when they get my energy, it turns into racism. They reject against you because, you know, two damn objects might not attract each other. You know, you got different metals that you polarize from each other. You know what I'm saying? So, but the ones that know, they come and try to take your energy. That's one way. Another way is through sex. Another way is basically, it's getting so bad now that they just got to just basically just snatch you. Take your whole body and take the parts out and make substitute. And that's the reason why they had to crush the mummies up. And they've always been eating us. You see what I'm saying? They've always been eating us for years. Because they are the vampires. You see what I'm saying? And that's what they're talking about here. You see? Vampire does what? Tries to suck your blood. What is blood? Blood, the liquid blood is only a fraction of what's in you as the melanin is throughout your whole blood system. You see what I'm saying? So this is what vampires really is. You see what I'm saying? So this whole thing that's going on now is an actuality. Now it's funny. You see how serious it's funny because I'm always observing things. Who said it came out with the melatonin pills in 94? In the summer of 94, same year that the melatonin pills came out, the metaphysical books stores started getting in at least 10 or 20 books that's been released within the last 3 years on vampires. They got all kinds of books on vampirism. Vampire this, vampire that. And these are not like story books or stuff like that. These are metaphysical books talking about vampires. But we know that the other one, the 94, the movie Interview with a Vampire comes out. You see what I'm saying? This year you had the movie From Dusk to Dawn came out. You see, they are the vampires and they're trying to suck the blood of us. And remember now, and it's interesting. Now in the movie Interview with a Vampire, they said that the best blood is that of a Creole woman. When they came on damn HBO, they cut that out. They even cut shit on HBO. You see, they cut it when they said, but the best blood is that of a Creole, which basically they couldn't say black, so they said Creole, which is still a black person, to show you the best they're talking about melanin. And they are the damn vampires. And that's the key. But the whole thing now is basically vampires against real people. And that's the whole shit that's going down now with the concentration camps. Check. Okay. I want to say this because some brothers get on top of this, because some brother jumped up in Philadelphia and told me, well, brother, didn't we sell people into slavery in Egypt? Sell people into slavery? No, didn't the Africans sell us into slavery here in America? And there's a good book, Donald Redford's book, Akhenaten and the Heretic King, and in that particular part, and I should have brought it and give you the page number, they talk about a slave that was a guy that was sold into slavery in Egypt, which in actuality it was not but a POW, a prisoner of war. And that prisoner of war was able to go and do his little bit of duties with a couple, about a year or so, do his duties for the person that he was serving as far as, you know, stuff around the house or, you know, whatever. And then after he got through, the guy gave him his daughter to marry and gave him his whole inheritance. So now, damn, that's a different kind of slavery than the one that they're talking about. You see, it's dealing with, we also know that our people had no way of knowing that this was going to happen to us, otherwise they wouldn't have done it. They were thinking on a POW, prisoner of war, and they didn't understand the concept of slavery on what the white man was going to do to us. You see, on what the white man was going to do to us. But it's interesting because they always tell you stuff in movies. There's a movie. You get the name for it because I got it in a TV guide. It came on last Sunday. It was a black and white movie that came on AMC with Spencer Tracy that supposedly was going to Africa to hunt down this doctor that was doing these studies of the people in Africa. It's a real derogatory thing about how Africans have never had knowledge and whatever. It's the darkest place. So when they say dark Africa, the dark continent, they're not talking about black people. They're saying dark people, dark continent, they're saying because it's supposed to be the most ignorant place in history, savage, dark as far as no knowledge, which we know that they're changing shit around. So when they say that, we know that they're talking, that's when they say dark continent, they say dark continent now. You'll see them talking about the dark continent. You'll think they're talking about black people. No, they don't talk about ignorance, which we weren't ignorant. They were just, you know, that's the way that they say things. But in the movie, this was the late 1800s now, they show Arab slavers still got people into slavery. You see, and it documents that this slavery, if it went on in the late 1800s, it went on up until now. So now you got the hell with the Nation of Islam if they don't know that they got damn slavery in Sudan, Mauritania, you understand what I'm saying, and throughout Arab countries, including goddamn Arabia. They got physical slavery going on, not since 1980 like some of them, going on now, because they can't doggone the thing with Islam. You're going to sit up here and talk junk. These doggone places do have slavery going on. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of stuff is documented in that particular movie, as well as the movie I also told you that was documented. You need to get the movie quickly down under that documents the massacre and the Holocaust of black people, of black people in Australia. You see, so black people in Australia. So anyway, when you read about Jacob in the Bible, Jacob comes from the word Jack, or Cat, which means the black one, Cat Sheedy, Jacob, which means the black body. So when they say Jacob sold into Egypt by his brothers, it's not talking about Egypt for 2,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago, because slavery never happened in Egypt. So when they say Jacob sold into Egypt by his brothers, they're talking about now when the Africans sold the black man into America, you see. So now A&E and these particular ones on cable is not coming. They're still trying to historicalize biblical prophecies, and none of that shit ever happened. You see what I'm saying? Well, bear with me because we're going to go, we get ready to go into the God is the devil in a few minutes, and also too. Also, when they do that too. We need to cut on the light clock and read a little bit too, also. Also too. Huh? Yeah, oh yeah, I will. I just say, you know, we'll just work from back and forth and stuff. Yeah. Also too, so I can read some too when I do some stuff. Also. So that when they say Jacob telling the people in Africa, that's talking about now, and that was talking about the last 300 years on what happened. When Jacob was sold in Africa. So Jacob was sold into Egypt by his brothers. That's the black man sold into bondage in America. Now remember now, it's funny now how the Bible comes up and tell you all this shit about Egypt and bondage and all this shit, and they don't, and everything is always Pharaoh, Pharaoh, Pharaoh. Pharaoh just means great house or king. So that's like saying king, king, king. So they're telling you this shit is a lie from the get-go.
Or either they're telling you it's prophetic because it can be anything. In this case, they're talking about America. Because they never give any names. They said one name about Ramesses in Genesis or in Exodus, and people thought that was it. But basically, Pharaoh. You understand where I'm coming from? That's because they're not trying to tell you that it's a Pharaoh of back then. That Pharaoh just means king, and they're talking about now. That's the key to it. So when they say Jacob sold into Egypt by his brothers, sold into bondage by his brothers, they're talking about the black man and black woman that's here now being sold into bondage by the Africans. And they say what happened? Jacob became favorable to the Pharaoh because he could interpret dreams. That's in the Bible. So that means that you had melanin and the Pharaoh needed Jacob to interpret dreams. So they're talking about the white man now use our energy to keep his civilization afloat. Because damn sure they weren't talking about no Egyptians needing nobody to interpret no dreams because they were the master of damn science. You see? So when they said Pharaoh became favor, Joseph became favor and became royal, they're also talking about black people using their energy gift to the white man, and the white man basically putting them in the house as a house Negroes. And basically that's the role of the black bourgeoisie. They have used our energy and our knowledge and our skills and our talent to keep their civilization afloat, and they give them a segment of us. They put us in the big house, but that segment is the headpiece of us that is supposed to help all of us, but they separate them, and so the rest of our people just wither away. So very key when you read the Bible. This is just another thing to tell you. If you're going to read this stuff, read it in the future. You see what I'm saying? Read it in the future. Now, we got to start dealing with alternative surgery. This is very important for you. Not the masses, because the masses ain't never did nothing but died. And because if a person is dead, a person don't need to do one important thing anyway. Leave the body so they can get some knowledge. So death ain't nothing bad. Death is actually good for a mug that's walking around a zombie. He's dead anyway. So you might as well be a spiritual being because you don't die. You understand? Other than being a fool down here in bondage. So death is actually good for a lot of our people. You see what I'm saying? Although we do say it, we're just looking at how bad the white man is. But you know what I'm saying? Everything happens for a reason. We got to start using the God or the Orisha or what we call the spirit as alternative surgery. Healing, but alternative surgery and everything else can be healed by using the gods. In the book Universe, Earth, and Man by Rudolf Steiner, he explains that the Egyptian gods used to take a sick body that needed surgery. They could cure things, you know, sickness, you can cure things through herbs. But more severe things that they needed surgery, they never cut on people like we thought. That was later. Although they did do some parts of surgery, it was very minor compared to the white man cutting you open and doing things now. But they understood because there were two realms, the stuff that they that they needed to use, the stuff that they didn't necessarily want to cut on somebody. They just take a person in the temple and call on certain deities that would come in and do operation. And they could prepare the body without all these stitches and all this kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? You got some tissue, some more tissue and stuff. So this was a way that they would do things also too. This is stuff that we need to do now is as far as using the spirit as certain alternative surgery. You see what I'm saying? Certain alternative surgery. There's several ways, there's so much stuff on healing now, until there's no reason to be cut open, there's no reason to really die off anything. You understand what I'm saying? Although death wouldn't be so bad in this day and age because it's not a transformation. Yeah. Also, you know that they're going to, it's very significant that things are going on because now remember now they're getting ready to celebrate the 2,000 year of Israel this November. And remember when Israel 2,000 years ago, there was no such thing as a white Jew. You see what I'm saying? So they're getting ready to celebrate this 2,000 years this November. So therefore, we're talking about something spiritual significant. Now, some people say, well, you know, you've been giving these dates and all this kind of thing here, but remember, I had to even learn when I would ask the question, why didn't this go on and why didn't this go on? And the spirits would come in and say, it did go on. It just didn't go on the physical realm because the physical realm will not be here. Only a certain amount of energy that went on either as an initiation in your body You understand what I'm saying? Our initiation in another dimension, which in actuality still goes back to the innermost regions of your subconscious, which is a whole other arterial universe. You see what I'm saying? And a parallel universe that is inside of you. So these things did go on. A lot of this stuff did go on. It just didn't occur on the physical. There's a good book that did. It's a book called, let me get the name of this book. A book, I found the Ultimate Ritual book. Let me see if I can find the name of this book. I think I got a list of books. I think the name of it is, let me see if I can find the name of this thing. Ritual Magic is the name of this book. Ritual Magic by, his name is Donald, what's the name of that guy's name? Donald Tyson. The one you, it's called Ritual Magic, How to Do It. In the book, it's going to tell you what to expect from magic and what not to expect from magic. Now, the reason why I chose this book, because they got a lot of magic books, they're real intellectual. This book is simplistic. Right? He don't treat a subject no more than two or three pages, but he uses it. But he'll go into the Sufi, he'll go into the Godun, he'll go into the Egyptian, he'll go into the Kabbalistic, where he's a Jewish guy, and he was fair where he tried to deal with all types of magic and a lot of African stuff. He deal with the Orishas, he deal with all of it. And he tells you what not to expect and what to expect. So this is the stuff with him. It has pictures in it. It's got a little white girl sitting on the cover with a she drew a circle with the hexagram with the five-pointed star. She got a candle out there, and it says ritual magic: what to expect and what not to expect. And so it's one of the most simplistic ones because we need to do that particular stuff. Just to read the book, just to understand a certain amount of things. A lot of stuff you can do with your mind. You don't have to do a lot of ritual. You can do it with your mind, but the main thing of life is to try to understand certain things on what needs to be done. And also, that it's a book called Ritual, which is a very good book, And what was that? You remember that that part of Osiris, the other part of Osiris that you found? What was that, Deuteronomy? No, Ezra and Daniel. You remember the one, you know the section? Ezra 4:6, when it gives the name, and that's in the first tenets of the ship, Esther 4:6, right? Whole book of Esther, but they give it in the first part of Esther. You told me about the first part of Esther. Was that the one you told me about? Whole book of Esther. So what was the part? Was it Ezra 4:6, the one that you said at the first part they give this name, and it's a name for Osiris? All three of them. Okay, all three of them. So which is... All through the book of Esther, you know, and also, you remember now, I gave you the ones here, Osiris, Exodus 6, 8, A-S-S-I-R, Exodus 6, 24, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 6, verse, chapter 6, verse 7, 8, and 22, and chapter 3, verse 17, also you get it also, too, in Isaiah, no, that's not, it's not in Isaiah, but it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7, 8, and 22, and also in 1 Corinthians verse 3, chapter 3, verse 17, and also chapter 6, verse 24, which they give you the word Osar, too, also in the Bible, also, too. So when Adonibroth messed up the Bible, they say Sophia came back in and kept putting a certain amount of keys, which you're getting ready to head up and get into this particular part. Right now in a few minutes that particular part. So now, it's funny because I read up on something where they talk about, in one particular book, I think it was an Egyptian book, they said that the word human came from the word O-O, M-A-N, which came from the word O-W-M-A-N. The word human means woman. The word human means woman. So at one time, there was no such thing as male in the aspect of what we talk about. It was the aspect of a masculine woman and a feminine woman. The woman masculine is one with a penis, which is the positive, and the woman feminine is the one with the vagina, which is negative, to pull in. So we talk about spirit, and we still talk about that feminine energy being spirit also, too. Feminine energy being spirit also, too. Now, we need to get into some things right now. What's that? Okay, you want to take a 10-minute break in 5 minutes? Okay, 10-minute break in 5 minutes. Okay, when we come back, we're going to get into, it's the hour, and when we come back, we're going to get into, I got a lot of books and stuff I'm going to introduce to you today. But when we come back, we're going to get into, I got a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff in here. That we're going to give you a whole lot of bibliography today also, too. But when we come back, we're going to get into, is the God that you worship the devil? We're going to go into a whole history of that, so don't miss that. But we have to get the current events out of the way also, too, because this is beautiful. Now we're actually seeing this shit come down because the same things that we see, the same things that I said on the radio know about them snatching them bodies, invasion of the body snatchers. The white man came out with a movie last week. I mean, Friday, Extreme Measures is done by this doctor. And for some people who want to do more study, you need to get the book. And come to find out, this cracker got other books. He got previous books that you can get for $4, other things that went on, so you can actually have a record of what the things that these crackers are doing to us based on this white boy's book. But the book, I know the one, Extreme Measures is the book that he made the movie, so I do know that one. But he has two other books out before that has all kind of conspiracies on what the hell the doctor's been doing. Man, you don't have a newspaper, do you? Just get the newspaper. You don't have the day's paper, nothing, do you? Because if you get the day's paper, they say it's based on a novel by this particular certain person. Yeah, we'll get the paper and we'll get the author's name of the actual book. But you can just go get the Extreme Measures book, and they have this particular stuff. Also, like I said, rent the movie The Harvest, which is talking about the part, as well as Silent Green, which is talking about how they was eating humans and all that type of stuff too. All that particular stuff. As well as it's talking about cloning, Jurassic Park. They put the dinosaur up in there to throw everybody off. Multiplicity, yeah. But Jurassic Park really gave you the science behind the cloning. You see, it really gave you the science behind the cloning and stuff. The oldest tradition in the country or in the world is the Typhonian, and that's why I'm going to set this up and we're going to take a break. And the Typhonian are the Draconian. So you'll hear white people saying, oh, that is very Draconian, which means that's very old. But yet they won't tell you nothing in history about the Draconian, but yet they will give you this thing about, they will equate things, and then most scholars will equate things that is very Draconian, which means that's so damn old. Your views are very Draconian. So how is it they're going to give you a word in the dictionary, Draconian, that means something is very old, but yet they won't show you that there was something called the Draconian dynasties or the Typhonian cult of Egypt, which is the stuff that predated the monumental Egypt. The Typhonian tradition matured, declined before even the monumental phase of the earliest civilization. This is witnessed in fragments of magical lore once clearing in Egypt and the Far East. The tradition lingered on and became corrupt by passages and ethics of a gradual attrition to the old age lineage of initiates, which it says is by writings forced to seek temporal power at the expense of intemporal space, transcending knowledge and existing a spark that fueled the offspring of ancient wisdom. So what it is that we're going to get into at this particular time, they are saying that knowledge was abused. We understand when this knowledge was abused based on a dollar bar coming in at all times, and which we're going to explain in a few minutes. So what we're going to do is it's time to take a break. When we come in, we're going to get into this stuff here. This is a lot of stuff, and this is some amazing shit. You're going to find out when we come back, I'm going to give you some fragments that was dug up in 1945. That is the real stuff, and everything that Jesus taught in the Bible, the real shit they go against. Everything that God said you're supposed to do, you're supposed to do the opposite. So we're going to come back, and we're going to get into this stuff. Don't be scared, but we got to accept it as it comes. So we didn't even start the lecture yet.
But they came on at 3 in the morning, not during the weekend, 5 o'clock. And it's the first time.
Yeah, okay. I'm on already. Yeah, okay. So, let's see. Let me get you some water. Let's see here. Let me explain this to you on what went on. Let me see a few other things first. Let me get some books out. Understand some stuff. We need to rehaul. We need to revamp some of this. Get some other books out. And somebody got it. But the part in there, they got the advertisement. But the author in there is not. The author is the person, but they didn't put the author in the paper. They didn't show the full ad. They didn't show the full ad and stuff. Let me explain this to you, what's going down. Let's break this thing down once and for all. Now, there's truth, and there's how we feel. And we can't go, and it's too late to go by how we feel because people have died under the lies. People have died under the lies. And so now it's to the point where as we can't treat Christianity with a small teaspoon no more. We got to doggone tell the truth. Tell the truth at the core of it, and all. It is a conspiracy to keep this lie going on, and this is the reason why A&E has put out Mysteries of the Bible. It's bad that they don't put out a lot of other. If you notice, when they talk about other mysteries of other places, it's almost archaeological. I don't really get into the metaphysical science or any kind of science of any other religion. Only mysteries of the Bible. You see what I'm saying? Now, we don't say that the Bible is not of an ancient origin, but what we're trying to say is, in this day and time, we understood that the Bible came from some other source. Let me give you the history on this, on how this happened. Yeah, but people, okay, yeah, they take one of these, yeah. This is what happened. You don't have thrice-rated Hermes, do you? No, because it's out of print. See, it was a five-volume book. You got you one at the house, right? You got one. It was a five-volume book came out, Samuel Wise, in 1992, up until about a year ago, and it went out of print. Thrice-rated Hermes by G.R.F. Meade. Three volumes set in one volume. They put three volumes for $50. But the book you can get is Anna Kingsford and Maitland, Virgin of the World, out of print. Okay, let's get some other cross references. If you can't get Virgin of the World, let's see here. What? That's one, but what we're dealing with here, I'm going to deal with some other stuff. I'm going to give you another one. Another book, I'll give you another one that you need to buy. You need to get it from some Hermetic. There's a book called Hermetica by Walter Scott. Hermetica by Walter Scott. But I'm going to give you some other some other cross references. Now, let's go into a bit of history here and understand what went down. Number one, the Kabbalah was in the Egyptian mystery system. I Ching system that you see in Asia, they studied it right in Egypt. Alchemy, which means Al-Kim, which means the black land or the black people, is in Egypt. The Christ concept or the Christos concept was in Egypt. Every discipline that you have and stuff, your Sufi masters of the Kushite Empire, which goddamn Arabia, excuse the expression, Arabia at one time was nothing but a part of the whole Egyptian dynasty because there was nothing but black Arabians there, and there's 85% of Arabia right now is black. And they were the ancient Kushite Arabians, which Drusilla Dundee Houston's book talks about the ancient Kushite based on history. But all of your Arabian, and so your Sufi Arabs or your Kushite Arabs are the mystic Arabs. And Muhammad's father was a Kushite Arab. And so the real deal is Muhammad in Gitmo didn't get nothing revealed no more than his damn daddy knew and all the other black people that was on the damn in Arabia before him. There's evidence of that right now. How the hell he going to be revealed the Quran and the Sufis had all of that particular stuff? So what we're trying to say is that the white Arab wants you to believe that all their stuff came in history based on a squabble with them. But in actuality, all they did is went and took an ancient black people stuff that was already there. Because like I told you before, Muhammad could not read or write. He was illiterate to the day he died. And Bilal is the one that wrote the doggone Quran. And Bilal was an Ethiopian Kushite Arab from Arabia. So what we're saying is we're talking about every knowledge came out of one system, the black African. And that's the whole deal. So the Greeks started ruling in the Ptolemaic period. They went down the Nile and took all the temples and took all the doggone books out of the temples and put in the Library of Alexandria. And they built this Library of Alexandria. Egyptian people built this Library of Alexandria, and it was the first high-rise. And the high-rise that they had there, which was a high-rise, it looked like a building downtown. And they took that, and the white man took those blueprints and built his first doggone skyscraper from. So we built the first high-rise, and the Egyptian priests did. So now, they took all the books and put in the Library of Alexandria. And then the Greeks had reigned. They came in and literally had all these papyrus rolls, and it was thousands of them. And they carted them off the Greeks. And what it is they have some stuff called the Hermetic text. And the Hermetic text is the mystery of alchemy and the metaphysical workings of the coming Christ, Christ, which is Greek Christos, anointed one, because the original Greeks were black also, too. So when they translated into Greek, it was black people that translated that into Greek. The particular Hermetic text, because there wasn't just no book. See, we can't look at modern looking back into history. We got to somehow look at history was, because when we think, like, you see the Quran is the book of Islam, the Bible is the book of this, the Torah is the book of that. They didn't have no one book in Egypt. They had millions of books, and the Book of the Dead is just a pyramid text, but it is one of millions of books. So the Hermetic text, which is the science of becoming God, and the devil said, we got to destroy these people because they're getting past me when we go into this. So the Hermetic text was the science of becoming God, where they dealt with alchemy. Now, one of the best books, an out of print book on alchemy, it came out in 1980, and I just so happen to have the book, is back out now. It used to be called, the guy's name is Kenneth Rayner Johnson. And the name of the book used to be called The Fukunelli Phenomenon, the one from 1980. The new book now is under a new title, and it's called The Immortal. Fukunelli was working around with some alchemy. And the white people, since the Moors introduced alchemy up into Europe, They produced alchemy into Europe because alchemy, somehow they were trying to make this white boy into a higher spiritual being. They were trying to give him a soul or a part, or trying to raise what spirit he did have. They couldn't give him a soul, but they tried to raise what spirit he does have. There's a spirit. There's a difference between a spirit and a doggone soul. Now, in Spain, they gave them all this particular alchemy studies and stuff. And stuff. You had the guy Alberta Magnus and all these particular people in alchemy that were studying this. So when you go see Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, that's what they were dealing with alchemy. When dealing with alchemy, and alchemy is what they did on the original Yaqub thing. So now, the key is Yaqub was in the junior high school, and he could only make the body and put life into it, but he couldn't make a soul. The difference between spirit and a soul. Animals have spirits. You see what I'm saying? And but the soul that we're talking about, the soul of God, comes from the original God plane or the Godhead. So Fulcanelli was a cracker that broke some of these particular secrets and stubbornness on alchemy in the star system Sirius, using the Quran and using ancient Egyptian, using the Bible, the Quran, and ancient Egyptian mysteries. And he also studied Aleister Crowley. And he broke a certain amount of secrets. So what happened was is the government, the CIA and the government of America got after him. Because they wanted to get these mysteries. This was before they really started making melatonin. And so he disappeared. And they never saw him again. But anyway, the guy, Kenneth Liner Johnson, wrote the book, The Fulcanelli Phenomenon, in 1980. And he somehow received some of Fulcanelli's papers, if not all of them. So the book is called The Immortal now. And it's in print again. It's not so. By a guy, Kenneth Liner Johnson is the name of the book. And it's a book on alchemy. And is dealing with that particular, those particular disciplines. So, the Hermetic text went to Greek. At the same time, the Egyptian priest said, hey, the world is becoming a place where they don't have priesthoods anymore. So what we have to do is we got to break these scriptures, or we got to break this stuff that we had in the mystery system down enough that it can be plain and simple, that you don't have to be in no mystery school. You can just read the text. And if you got a good preacher, you can learn this stuff. So out of the Library of Alexandria, a group of Egyptians also along the Nile Valley called the Coptic race, or the Coptic folk, Coptic, and these group of preachers, each priest took a part of Egypt, a part of Arabia, part of Mesopotamia, a part of different places, and they went to certain parts. So each priest, because they had 80,000 priests that came out of the Temple of Karnak alone. So each priest went to a certain part of the whole Mediterranean. And they started teaching these, breaking this particular stuff down, and they call it Gnosticism, which means gnosis. And gnosis means knowing or knowledge. And they started breaking the stuff down that it took 40 years for the priest to get. They started breaking this stuff down simplistic. Not because they also wanted to teach the people that was living back then, but they know they had to break it down simplistically so we could get it now. Because they were prophesizing us sitting in this room right now and any other doggone meet that you ever went to in knowledge since you've been in the knowledge. If this is your first time, welcome to the mystery school. They foresaw all of this because they can prophesy into the future. You know they could because they can accurately tell you things that went down in the apocalypse. Which came from Persia, the Persians got it from Egypt because the real writer of the book of Revelation is Maya. Now, hell, you can look in that book of the dead and they say, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, hey, Ruth. Right in there. You see what I'm saying? But so now they can foresee things now. So they wrote it actually for us now. It was called Gnosticism. So the Greeks got some of these Gnostic texts. And the Greeks later on were conquered by Rome. Rome came in and burnt down the damn Library of Alexandria because the Romans didn't do one good for one thing, killing people. That was their biggest thing, killing people. You see. But they had inherited all of the papyruses the Greeks had smuggled out of Egypt. And these Gnostic papyruses are Gnosticism. Now, what happened was this. The Jews who had gotten their stuff from Akhenaten, studied the Kabbalah, was running stuff in that area. And the only thing the Romans was doing was persecuting these black people. But the Romans said, well, hell, we got a little bull jive, Romulus and Remus, or us being suckered with bulls, and it ain't working. We need to get some of their stuff and make it ours. They say, but wait a minute. We already got some of their stuff. The Greeks had smuggled some of their stuff out of Egypt because the Egyptians, the Jews, and all of them was one race of people. You see what I'm saying? They say, we got some of this. We got a whole library of these Gnostic texts that was translated into Greece from Egypt. And in there, they say the Messiah that they got was a Greek Messiah called Jesus. When you get the word J for Jupiter and Zeus, father of the god, Jesus, Jesus, or Jesus, famous, let's call it, which is Jesus, which was around before, which is Jehu or Heru in Egypt, where you get the word Jerusalem. So they say, we got some of this particular stuff, and this is what we need to do. They got all of this material. They had the Gnostic people that was there at a particular time that was living there, which is these Gnostic priests, knew that these particular, what they were getting ready to do. So the Romans took this particular information. They say, hey, the Christ that they're talking about is in all cultures, and this is the Christ that is supposed to come. It's supposed to be a race of black people at the end times, which is us. But what we need to do is we need to take these scripts and we need to make everything historicalized. So what they did is all the Jesus stuff that was mystical and metaphysical, they literally came in and went into the scriptures and made it history. That's the reality of it. They made it historicalized. And what they did was this. They made a whole new book from an original book. Now, the original book is the Gnostic scriptures that came from the Hermetic scriptures, which is Egyptian, which all of that was Egyptian priests. So it don't matter what came from what, it was Egyptian priests. Gnosticism is Egyptian. Kabbalistic is Egyptian, or what they say, Cam, which means black. All of that is the same discipline. You see what I'm saying? It's the same discipline. This is a Hermetic book. The book, The Art of Hermes, book 3 of the Golden Dawn series, this is the stuff that these white people in Europe acquired when they went up into Egypt after Napoleon. They say that Hermeticism tradition focused upon what Western occultism of the past 5 centuries is based on. The Hermetic magic of Hermes Trismegistus, which is the god Tahuti. Hermes is the Greek word for Tahuti, which is god of wisdom. In the past 5 centuries, they're saying that all European shit is based on this. This is what the cracker said right here. Let's read it again. The Hermetic tradition is the art of Hermes focused upon what Western occultism for the past 5 centuries is based upon. The Hermetic magic of Hermes Trismegistus was the god of wisdom, is the Greco-Egyptian philosopher during the early centuries of Christianity. He links with alchemy, medicine, magic, and all mysteries, all secret schools and orders in the West that claim occult traditions such as Freemasonry are loosely linked to Hermes. This volume contributes to the writer's accomplishment of the ceremonial magic treaties of the course of Hermetic traditions of ancient Egypt. The Greek philosophy, the Greek mystery religion, Gnosticism, Neoplatonism, and Kabbalah, down to the modern age, comes from Hermetics. This is one called the Golden Dawn Journal, Book 3, Art of Hermes. You see, there's the Art of Hermes, which is Tahuti, god of wisdom, Thoth, of Tahuti. Now, the key is this, and the name, and this book is edited by, they got one on the Kabbalah for this Golden Dawn series, is by Cheek, S-H-I-C-C-I-C-E-R-O. What's that? Cheek Curcio, or whatever the hell that is. And Sandra Tabitha, C-I-C-E-R-O. You know, hell with that. Golden Dawn, Occult Philosophy. So now, From that became the Gnosticism. Now, let me show you this quote. You ever see a movie where a person got an invention? Other person steal his shit and claim it for his own. Change the shit around so he can manipulate the people. You see, the stuff is meant to elevate humanity. They change the stuff around so that they can make the humanity be slaves by worshiping. Then, in order to keep the stuff afloat, these people that stole your invention, they kill you. The Gnosticism group of people, after the Romans came in, and took all the Gnostic scripts and wrote the first four Gospels. This so happened today, we are lucky people today, because I'm going to tell you why in a few minutes. So you're saying, well, that's a long time ago. How can you ever get to the real shit? They wrote the first four Gospels and historicalized the Gnosticism, which was totally opposite. One was meant to raise you up, this one is, and the other one is meant for you to damn be moralistic and feel guilty for being born. And so they historicalized this particular stuff. These particular so-called first Christians went all over the Mediterranean, Africa, and Egypt and killed everybody who was in Gnosticism to make their shit real. Because they were Romans, masters in the art of what? Killing. You see what I'm saying? And they went all over and they killed these people off. So Christianity is based on the murder of an original people, the Gnostics, that had the real stuff, and then they took a fake book and made a fake book out of it, which is in fragments, and they killed off the rest of the people. Now, why did they have to kill off the rest of the people? First of all, let me explain something. Let me go into the mystery of Gnosticism. In Gnosticism, now, the book that you're going to get, they got two scriptures back there. You can order some more, but now we don't even have to go and even decipher what is even in the Bible. Why? Because we don't have a million years to damn put together no damn jigsaw puzzle. Once you read this, you can somehow recall in the scriptures what you have already learned about the Bible, and then it can make that stuff clear, and you can see clearly where they got it from. You already know the damn Bible. Basically, you know what I'm saying? We learn scriptures just off the damn street. Never read the Bible, just, you know, the Bible say this, the Bible say that. Now, what you need is the complete Gnostic scriptures. The one that you want to get, there's several Gnostic books. This one is called the Gnostic Scriptures, Ancient Wisdom for a New Age by Bentley Layton. This is the new one. This is the 95 one. The other one was called the Nag Hammadi Scriptures by James Robinson. That's the one that came out in 1977. And Bentley Layton worked on the other one, so he has an updated version where he breaks it all down. Now, let me explain this to you, because we got even new insights on the Adullah Block. Now, let's read something. Let me see, I think I got it over here. Hold on 1 minute. Let me find this book for you right now. Bentley Layton. Hold on. Let me see. Did I bring it? I know I brought it. Wait a minute. I had another book down here that I wanted to read something. Here it is. This book is called Hermetic Magic. This book is by Stephen Edward Flower, Ph.D., and it was based off of a papyrus that they got out of Greece. And it's got all this magic up in here. It's on this ancient papyrus. The ancient papyrus, Hermetic Magic. Now, in Hermetic Magic, on page 27, I want to start this off because we're going to explain what the devil is. The Gnostic sect holds that the material world is ruled by an evil force and mostly say that the material world is actually a creation of the evil demiurge. Surprisingly enough, the Gnostic thinking is applied to the Judeo-Semitic Genesis because it is the original Genesis. And Genesis means what? Genes of Isis. Gnosis means gene of Isis. Gnosis. G-N, what's the word? Gnosis. You spell this right. If you look, Gnosis, G-N-O-I-S-I, gene of Isis. You see how it's broken? Genes of Isis, Genesis, genes of Isis, Gnosis, G-N-O-I-S, genes of Isis. You see what I'm saying? Or Sophia, genes of Isis. Now, that's what Genesis means. You see what I'm saying? Now, so the Genesis come from Gnosis. So this is the original script. Now, it says that the Judeo-Semitic myth of Genesis, understanding completely contrary to the conventional interpretation of the images. In the Gnostic mind, Yahweh, Elohim, of Genesis is identified as the demiurge and the creator of this world, who is the evil one. Yahweh is also called Adolabrah. Some people say Adolabrah. You just I say Adolabrah because a brother in I say, well, hell, it's I-A-D-I-A-L-D-A-B-A-O-T-H. So I said, damn, Adolabrah. I said, the brother said Adolabrah. And that's what came out of the brother's mouth. And I said, that sound, I said, that's it, Adolabrah. Yahweh is also called Adolabrah. Many Gnostic sects says the created world and the natural parts of humanity, but, okay, excuse me, this is what it says. Adolabrah created the world and natural parts of humanity, but tried to keep humankind in slavery and darkness from the transcendent light. You see what I'm saying? Slavery of and they say the savior of humanity is the serpent, who is the bringer of light beyond the cosmos. So that's if you get the serpent in the tree of light. Now, I just wanted to give you that because, see, what happened was is this. This particular Adolabrah, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm going to bring this thing back. He came in, he comes about every time the black man and woman start taking enough people and raising them to get them to a high level. He comes in and he messes with the scripture by taking certain amount of people in society and manipulating them to do different things and mess up the scripture. So they say God gave us the truth, but the devil came in and said, let's organize it and gave us religion. Because that's controlling. So there was a certain thing that was going on, and the Gnostics had made it plain and simple what the Egyptians, the priests knew. They made it plain and simple for everybody that God that was ruling the earth was the devil. We're going to go into this in a few minutes. And so he came in and manipulated the Romans to come in and kill them all off, and they suppressed the scriptures. But they fucked up because what the white man didn't tell you is, in 1945, Egypt, when they dropped the atomic bomb, they dropped it in 45. The same year, they went to Egypt, and the real scripture was dug up called the Nag Hammadi Scriptures. And the guy, Bentley Layton, is one of the translators. So, ever since 1945, the white man knew that God was the devil. And let me get into this. And he knew that not only God was the devil, but God was on his side. The God of religion. The God of the Methodist. The God of the Baptist. The God of anything where you got to constantly worship is the devil. Now, let me explain this to you. Let me go into the history of this thing, because there's new insights came out since I introduced it in the spring of the year. This was a new insight. You had the goddess Sophia. And the goddess Sophia had this birth. We're going to go through this again. This birth was halfway created. It was halfway created. You had a whole heavenly realm called Sirius, the star system Sirius and all of that. Then the goddess Sophia had this child. So there were gods before it. There were gods in the universe. She had this child. This child was halfway created. It's in the Dogon mystery as Ogu.
is in the Egyptian mystery as Set Typhon, but there's two kind of Set. There's the first Set, the creator of the human race. Let me get this right. The first Set. You're going to read Gerald Massey's books. We'll give you the first, Gerald Massey's books. We'll give you the origin of Set. But let me get this right. Y'all all right? Okay, and it's on tape, so if you don't understand this, we're going to go back. We got to get a little scholarly tonight because we got to explain this thing. I advise you to get this tape and study this tape. Set or Soot. Lit means the black one or Soot derived from an incalculably ancient name. Set was the primordial god of the Egyptians. No earlier god existed in recorded history of the pre-human race. That's Soot. That's the original Set. The one that the Egyptians talk about is another later Set Typhon, which is the devil. You see what I'm saying? Which is the devil. I don't have time to read some other stuff, but let me say. It says that this particular one, while being formed in and calling Set Typhon in Egypt, Ogu, or Dalabroth, or whatever, while he was being formed in his mother's womb, he tore out the side of his mother's womb and jumped forth into the universe. This threw off the balance and the order of the universe. There was something that got screwed up, as we say, fucked up in the universe a couple of millions or millions of years ago. And the whole earth and everything is being, as a result, to recorrect this damn thing. This particular person jumped out, and he was not all the way created. And he jumped out the side of his mother's womb. He had a little bit of life within him, but not by him being not created. He was arrogant and ignorant and blind. But by him being so arrogant, he says, let it be known, I am a jealous God, and I shall not have no other God before me. You heard of that one before in the Bible. So does your Bible speak what God is jealous? Right? And I shall not have any God before me. But he was so arrogant and ignorant that he didn't look up and see that there were gods before him, the universal kind creator of the cosmos and the whole Sirius star system, which even the Quran says our God is the one who created both male and female from one single ejaculated semen. He is the God of Sirius. In Egypt, the God of Sirius is Osiris, which is now down here. Explain this. So, to make a long story short, he created seven planetary archons. That's why when you look in the Kabbalah, and I want to get the right one, this is interesting. I want to get the right one and show you. When you look into Kabbalah, you will see the spheres. You will see Saturn. You will see Jupiter. You will see Mars. Why is it that they don't talk about Sirius, Aldebaran? Why is it that they don't talk about, you see, Mars? Let me get this right. It ain't gonna come up on the damn tape, no way, but you know, I'll point it out. Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Mercury, Luna, Sol, which is the moon, Saturn. Why you got these 1, 2, 3, 4, let's see, the planet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then you would have some other planets that they don't have on here, but I guess the moon would take the place of those 6, 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, the Earth is one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I guess that the 7 would be the moon, but the 7 would be the other ones. But they talk about 7 planetary archons. What he did is the Dalabroth came down and he created 7 physical planets. Each planet had a certain archon or certain evil archon or certain helper. When he created them, he did not give them any light. So therefore, he could rule over these particular planets. The first planet was Saturn, and on down like this. We talk about the fall, but we got to connect this thing. He didn't give them no light. Sophia said, man, he created all of them, and he created the earth, which was the final one. Sophia says, I gotta recorrect this message because this person is creating a whole universe. And the universe that he basically created is the one in our solar system. You see what I'm saying? That's the universe of that. That's why they will show you the physical, the even when they deal with science, the physical planets that they show you, they usually show you the ones in our solar system. And they'll talk about other planets being formed, but they'll show you stars out there beyond our solar system. But mainly the ones, the physical planet, our solar system, is the ones that Adal Abrah created. Now listen, Sophia comes through the seventh planetary archon. She says, look, because they were mad at him. They said, this cat is ruling over us because he didn't give us no light. Although he didn't have the supreme light, he had a little light enough that can create the seven planets. Because the gods, you can create a damn planet. That's what you can do. You can create a whole universe. So I think because he didn't have the real, he didn't have the complete light, he couldn't create stars, but he could create planets based on thought. So the other ones was mad. They said, well, damn, he created us, and so since he didn't give us no light, we are subservient under him. So Sophia comes, and she persuades the other ones to get together and persuade Adal Abrah to create an earthly man. So they get together and they persuade Adal Abrah to create this earthly man. And she said, now this earthly man that you create, he'll be lower than you all, and therefore you will have somebody that can also be up under you, and so therefore you can have somebody that you can be ruler over, and it won't be so bad for you all. All the while she was shitting them, and she was shitting Adal Abrah also too. As a result, when they created the physical man, Adal Abrah said, get together and said, let us make man. Because they said, no. Now, basically, they said he created the heavens and the earth. Hell, the heavens just mean anything out of the earth, so it just means the seven planets. So they were talking about Adal Abrah the whole time. So when she gets together, she said, he created this man, but the man could not walk upright. It's not talking about the white man. This was the first creation of the physical body. So she gets together and she says, hey, why don't you breathe life into him? And when he breathed the life into him, Adal Abrah did, he ended up giving the light that he had, a little bit that he did have, he breathed that into man, and she stood behind him and gave man the complete original seed that the God that was above Adal Abrah that was too arrogant to look up and say, I am the God and no, I have no God before me. She gave us the primal seed. And once Adal Abrah saw what was going on, he got jealous and he got angry. And as a result, he said he was going to destroy them. Seeing that he couldn't destroy all of them, what he did was he went and tried to seduce Eve and tried to get her life from her. But Eve, they say, went up into the tree and left a shadow behind. The shadow is called dark. It's in this particular area, which is the black dot, which is dark. She left a shadow behind. And when she left the shadow behind, he thought he was getting the doggone light and was always attacking the shadow. The shadow is called melanin. And the melanin attracts the original light. So Adal Abrah say, if I see anybody with some light, I'm going to try to kill it. And so at this particular time, that the seven planetary archons, because they had seen what was going on, they found out that the man on Earth that was over them also, too, they joined back up with Adal Abrah. And as a result, they say, hey, we're going to try to kill everything down there that we see light. So she put the shadow or the veil over in the man and the woman to hide the light. And when she hid the light, after she hid the light, what happened was he couldn't see the light and he was killing the physical body. But basically, they went on and started becoming gods. So they built Atlantis and Lemuria.
and for millions of years, because the earth is older than what you think it is. They were ruling as gods down here for millions of years, because they were semi, they were physical, but they were on a higher dimension so they could do greater things, disappear, all kinds of things. They could do greater things of what a god could do in the physical body. And so he was mad at that particular time, and he ended up coming down to Atlantis in the final phase after millions of years and sinking by, usually, by manipulating priests and manipulating a certain amount of people. Now, also while he was in Atlantis, he said, man, this is the deal. We do not have a direct input with the man, so what we got to do is we got to create a counterfeit spirit. And that's when he went to Yaqub, or these scientists in Egypt, or this priesthood in Atlantis, and they created the white man so the white man could house this evil demiurge or this evil counterfeit spirit that Dalabroth created. Y'all with me? We know this because it's got to be a certain spirit that is in him for him to keep evil up year after year after year after year. There are things that he didn't do in the 1800s that he don't do now, that he did in the 1800s. But if you notice, the racism lasted up to now, and it has become more effective. See what I'm saying? That is because it's not that also that he is evil by nature, because he is, but he is evil by nature because the actual energy that houses him is these evil demiurge spirits that is in this counterfeit spirit. All of this is in this Gnostic stuff. They had to get rid of this shit, because this stuff is telling all the stuff. So they had to kill them all off. They had to kill them all off. So then we build up Egypt. And this is where we come into play now. Once they built up Egypt, they came in because the Egyptians had gotten so advanced until they could make alchemy, and this is what it was. In the scriptures, let me get the scriptures for you, because I want to deal with some stuff here. You all right? In the scriptures, let me explain this. The Egyptians used to could go ahead and manipulate the force so they could get off the planet and didn't have to come back no more. And what they would do is that they could mummify a body. And long as they say that your body can't ascend, not until it's totally decomposed. So you'll be in a catatonic state. You'll be in another dimension, but you'll still be tied to that body until it really decomposed. That's why the people in India would burn the body so the body could reincarnate and come back fast. You see what I'm saying? So they would burn the body. And once the body, they burn it in one day, they could reincarnate, and some of them could come, a priest could come in and snatch the damn body and be back on the earth in a damn hour. You see what? And all. So the Egyptians say, but that's a low thing. We don't want to even stick around it because it's the low level that Adalabroth did. This is the jailhouse. So what they would do is they would fool Adalabroth by what they would do is they would embalm the body. And while long as that body was still here, they knew how to transcend the body and go on to the other realm. And that body would take the place of it, and they could get past and don't have to reincarnate. What happens is this. Adalabroth has us in slavery. What he does is this. Once you get out of the prison, he tells you never to kill yourself and never to do all this kind of thing here, and life is precious. He tells you that because that's the jailhouse. And because we born in the jailhouse, we just think that this is precious. Eating. When you really look at it, it's really some savage stuff. You're walking around with a tub of shit in you. You know what I'm saying? This is real shit. You know, I don't give a damn how skinny you got some shit in you right now. Otherwise, you would never have to shit. They said that the Kabbalah said that the physical body is the most foul thing. You got to eat, and then you're basically on an animal level, but what separates you from the animal is you have a spiritual potential in you. You see what I'm saying? So what Adalabroth started doing was coming closer and closer to the earth and putting his grip on the earth so the vibratory rate slowed down. And so the last serious heaven on earth was Egypt. Then he slowed down the vibratory rate, and that fell. Now, this is what he did. We are in, the Gnostic tools is all in, all around the Mediterranean. He did one thing that would be the last thing, that would be the last thing in his last major punch that he did. You see, the whole thing about the Romans taking these scripts and writing the first four gospels, which is basically a moral doctrine, and anything moral keeps you from going into the spiritual realm. So what moral means is he creates this fear. So anytime we start talking about chakras, kundalini, and stuff, you know, that's some devil shit. You see, this is going on to this day. People think this is satanic worship. You understand what I'm saying? And Satan, that Adonai God called Satan is Osiris, which is actually you. You see, now let me get into this. Let me get into this particular part. Look at this. He pulled one punch around the same time that they were transforming these scriptures. He says that he created this false Messiah. You see, he could not fake the people because the Messiah that supposed to came was supposed to be a black Jew at that particular time, because all the black Jewish community was looking for the Messiah. And the Jews were nothing but the northern Ethiopians that was in Palestine and all over in Ethiopia and all over the Mediterranean in Egypt, as well as the Egyptians that was looking for the Messiah, as well as all the black people around the world, the Sumerians, the people from Persia, all those were black people now. You see what I'm saying? And they were looking, the Arabians, they were looking for the Mahdi, everybody looking for the Messiah. So now, but they were looking for a Messiah that was going to come in the end times, which is now, because they were masters of prophecy, so they knew it wasn't coming no 2,000 years ago. You see what I'm saying? So, in order to get the people's mind off of looking for a later one or preparing for now, Adonai Barak had to break it. He first broke it by, well, he didn't break it yet, but this is what he did. First of all, in order to break it, he did one thing. Now, look at this. And it's interesting here that this has been suppressed up until now. This is in Isis Unveiled, Book 2, page 471. Or you can get this book, H.P. Blavatsky on the Gnostics. Madame Blavatsky first claimed that the Gnostics was the precursors of a cult movement in the program to divide scriptures, learning that the esoteric and esoteric truths of religion, the Gnostics were obviously in opposition to so-called Christianity. And it says, now, and what it means is this here, that they were the precursors to all that, which means that they were a precursor means it was the real shit, and these people killed them off and took a fake thing. You with me? Now, this is what they did. The false Messiah shall say, I am Deus, son of Deus. My father sent me here. Now, this is what Blavatsky says. Hence, the belief of some Gnostics. This is why they had to kill the Gnostic people off. The Gnostics knew what happened. The Gnostics said that Hillel, Arazza, the Archangel Gabriel, who was sent to overshadow Mary, was not the Archangel Gabriel, but Adonai Barak, who came in the form of a material body of Jesus, the Christos himself, which is at the modern moment of the baptism of Jordan. What she's saying here is this. She's saying that they had a physical person that walked the earth to make the scriptures historical, telling people that he was the Messiah, and that was none other than Adonai Barak came down here and came in and materialized a physical body and walked the earth as a physical man, saying he was the Jesus. And meanwhile, the Romans historicalized all the stuff, and they threw off all of the stuff of a Jesus. Now, because any fool knows that if you read any ancient scripts, what is the doggone purpose for a doggone Christ to come that's supposed to redeem the people since the beginning of Atlantis that was supposed to come to earth and then get killed? That don't make no damn sense. And lead the people down here to suffer for another 2,000 years. You see what I'm saying? So obviously, that person couldn't have walked the earth that was saying that he was the Christ or whatever kind of thing. It was a dollar brass. You see. Now, they said that but a dollar brass was the false Messiah and the destroyer of all ancient religions or all ancient mystery schools. So what you got here is they came in and they wrote a book for this particular person out of the same scriptures. That's why you can go and get the same scriptures. The Greek talks about a God, Jesus, that was supposed to come in the ancient time, which is in all of us. The Egyptians talked to God, Heru, which is a modified word, which is an earlier word of Jesus. And all around the world, it was talking about one that was supposed to come in. Well, what this Adonabrach did, he came in and made a physical person to come in and get these people all stirred up in the Holy Land. And then, after he so-called died, because he had to die, then they came in because they had to make a martyr, just like the Tupac thing. Anytime you die, they make a martyr. Then he came, then it was the stage was set for them to come in and take ancient scriptures of the sayings of Jesus. Because, see, we would know that this wouldn't be fake, but see, the thing about it is the first four books that they talk about that's the sayings of Jesus. The problem is we know it's a lie now, because in 1945, they dug up the original scriptures. In 1945, it's just that the damn governments around the world made sure that most people didn't know, and they didn't even translate the first books until 1977. They translated part of it. They translated a great deal of it in the late 1950s, and the guy Hans Jonas' book came out, The Gnostic Religion. The other ones, as far as the complete scriptures, wasn't translated until 1977. So we have no way of knowing that this particular God is fake. You see what I'm saying? Now, let me go into some things here and try to understand some stuff. So Rome basically took all these ancient texts and historicalized them and made them history. They got it because they was copying a part of the Jews that went bad, taking Egyptian texts and making them historical. You see what I'm saying? Making them historical. A lot of that stuff in the Bible and even in the Torah did not happen. It was metaphysical, and a lot of it, if it was supposed to happen on the earth, it's supposed to happen now. You see what I'm saying? Y'all getting me here? This is very important stuff because you got to understand some stuff, because I'm explaining something to you. Let me explain something to you about a dollar bra. Yeah, you can cut the light on. Let me explain something to you about a dollar bra. Y'all all right? Because you got to get this. Because what he did was, let me get a glossary here. So now what they do now, they put out the book now, but they parallel them with them. They parallel them with Christian things and saying that they went hand in hand and one was an extension of the other. That's a lie. That's a lie. Let me explain. A dollar bra is the origins of the name is uncertain. One of the most common names of Gnostic mythology, Adonabrah is the god who rules the material world. So, Adonabrah not only was ruling the material world, but how he kept throwing us off. He said, well, listen, in order for me to get these particular gods to keep them going within, I have to create passion. So he created what you call beauty. And in beauty, all the creation of jewelry, all the creation of things, material things that keep you from going. You see, before then, we used to understand that we were gods, and we were just like any other thing on the earth. We could sustain ourselves and go to the highest level of spirituality because we understood that we were gods, or we the knowledge of self. So what he did to throw us off, they created all kinds of material things. And so that's why you didn't see as much material things in the ancient world. They didn't need those things because they were on a high vibration. Now, what he did was, after Adonabrach's last thing was, is when he got the Romans and started killing people, Adonabrach knew hell. He said, I got these white people who
control the earth now, because the black people used to control the earth, but they were spiritual beings. But the white people who can control the earth now, I can directly send my evil archon. So each one of these seven planetary archons, they created other spirits, counterfeit spirits. And those are the ones that's inside of this particular beast. So as a result of them being in this particular beast, they can control the world. And basically, what does he do? The white man controls the world by making the material beautiful. He's 100% materialistic. So as a result, for the last 1,000 years, well, we can't say 1,000 years, because Greece and Rome was built by black people and it was all spiritual purposes. But let's say from down Europe on up, so we'll basically say that his height of his beauty, we could say the last 700-800 years. And this is the magnitude of it, America, which is the home of commercialism. The white man's goal is to create beautiful and create a system that would make the earth look like heaven to trap you in it. That's why now we can't think of one thing, getting more riches. You see what I'm saying? It's all right. Getting more riches. So I don't tell you to not make no money. I just pay life, pay water, and keep some gas or whatever for transportation so you can get to the job, to pay rent, to pay lack of water. But any other shit, you see what I'm saying? You see? So when I beg for money to pay my rent and stuff, you see what I'm saying? Which I don't think I'm going to make it. But anyway, what I'm saying is, we talk about the bare necessities. So he created beauty and passion to control people. You understand what I'm saying? But he's arrogant. He's so arrogant, and so he, and so now, when he put in actuality, the white man, you say, well, how does this God function? You just look at the white man and see how the white man functions, and you can understand how this God functions. He's a jealous God. He's a vengeful and a wrath and brimstone, a killer God. You understand what I'm saying? And everything that something that holds this society. So when the white man writes on his dollar bill, "In God we trust," he's talking about his God. He actually has a real God. Now, this is this. Now, we got to stop one minute, because I want you to think about what I'm saying here. This God came in, and this God created. He took all around the world. He took what is called the esoteric scriptures, is saying that you are God. And you belong to the host of heaven, or the host of stars of heaven, and we are all one. And which scriptures, and he took the same scripture. Now, what he would do is he would take the same scripture, and he would take the same scripture, and he would take the esoteric scripture and make them exoteric, where you worship him. In the Gnostic scriptures, the real scriptures, they say that this God made a covenant with Abraham. And he made a covenant with Abraham and promised this little group or whatever that he would save them. He would save them and everybody else would go to hell or whatever type thing if they can somehow make the scriptures as if they got to abide by laws, obey laws and all this particular stuff. You understand what I'm saying? To hold us down and hold us down with the inhumanity. So now what I'm trying to say is this too. Then in 1945, they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and all that. They went into Egypt and they dug up the original script. That means you got the script of the first folk gospel that the Romans and all the Christians were saying that was taught, and all the Christians that were saying that was taught when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. You see what I'm saying? When Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago. And in 1945, they dug up some scriptures in Egypt that talked about the same damn sayings, and it shows that one saying that was supposed to be a person of 2,000 years ago came from an older saying, or the Gnostic script that came out of the Hermetic script that came out of Egypt. You understand what I'm saying? And the other was all fake, and they suppressed the damn thing.
up until 1977. Now, in this book, The Secret Books of the Egyptian Gnostics by Jean Durrett, is a real good one. It was 14. It might be 15 now. And it deals with this, and it goes into a dollar off on page 27 up in here. And not only that, he got seven archangels that created. He got a whole host of angels now. So now, with black people recently, you started having these walk-ins. Now, this is the most interesting thing, because I went to Philadelphia 2 weeks ago, about a month ago, and everywhere I go, if the brother's in the consciousness, they walk into the sister, and she starts going crazy. And if the sister's in consciousness, they walk into the brother, and he starts going crazy. They always start opposing which one, if you and your mate didn't meet and it's ended the same at the same time. It's very rare that you get two people that's in a household that's in the same thing, although you do have a lot of them. But mainly what you will have is, recently, since 1990 on up, because this knowledge has started coming, you started having these walk-ins. And it's funny, when I went there, the people were so concerned because they were going crazy. And a lot of the things is this. This Madonna brought, who is a jealous god, sits over religiosity. And he is the person that sits over these churches. So now when you go in and start dancing and singing and doing all this kind of stuff here, you open up that, and his evil demiurge is the one that's possessing them, because God damn it, if you ever see some holy sanctified people or anybody in the church, you're talking about irrationale. You understand what I'm saying? And I know this is for a fact. And I love it and all this, but see, the reason why I know this, I'm doing a case study. I got an aunt, ultimate intellectual, would bear witness to all of this and everything a few years ago. A few years ago, when I came home, I remember when Farrakhan first started back. Remember when he first started up in there? I came home pumping this stuff. They was into it. Oh, man, look at this. I told them, this was before the book, because the book was out of print for a while, Destruction of Black Civilization, was out of print in the early 80s, and it came back out in the late 80s. We was trying to get that book. We said, God, I got to say, I'm going to the Library of Congress and try to Xerox the copy. That's how much you in to the stuff. In 92 or 93, she came and went and somehow got in the church, and all of a sudden, this person is a whole other person. Irrational, doesn't want to hear nothing, scared, you're quiet. Just crazy. You see what I'm saying? Just crazy. You see what I'm saying? And this is what they talk about, like you said, the Ruth Montgomery thing, talking about strangers among us. There is an energy. And that energy, different energy, is controlled by certain people. This particular God is over Christianity. Well, hell, you know it's got to be a God of confusion. Hell, they got damn 12,000 different cults or sects in one so-called order, or one so-called religion alone. God, you know what I'm saying? So now the deal is, and you can tell that he's mostly in Christianity, because they say that everybody else's religion is messed up. You see what I'm saying? So now the key is this. Adolf Brock, and it's interesting because when they dug up these scriptures and they translate them, they found out that Adolf Brock was the God that created the world. So when we're talking about creation of this world, based on the Gnostic script, this world was created by an evil demon who is the devil. So your Genesis starts off with God creating this world and creating Adam and Eve. You see what I'm saying? The key is, this particular God that set over these particular religions in 1945, when they dug up, oh, I got some ideas. You can take them back. When they dug up the Gnostic script, the white boy not only found the original teachings on where, the original teachings go back to Egypt. We know it's all over the world. But the ones that were copied of the first four gospels, he found the original ones, and they were dialectically opposite of everything the first four gospels say. Now, you'll get ready to get into the stuff in a few minutes. See what the scriptures say. So, not only did he learn that we found the original gospels in 1945, we just not learned about this shit. You see what I'm saying? Not only did he learn that, he understood that the God that every black person in America worship, basically the masses of people, is in Christianity, is in fact the devil. And not only that, the devil is on the white man's side. Oh, let's put it away. The God of Christianity is on the white man's side. I'll explain it. Now, we ain't talking about no, you got to understand this, what I'm talking about now. We're so late in the future. This ain't about no occult shit where you go in and a motherfucker come up and tell you a whole bunch of shit that you can't document. See, See, we got to jump on a nigga's ass now.
Why?
Because now we're talking about the ancient scripture. So now I don't want you to be scared at thinking this was a hoax. Because we got about 500,000 organizations. You understand what I'm saying? Saying things, and when you ask them where you get it from, they can't tell you shit. You understand what I'm saying? You see? But now we actually have the actual documents. Now, he found out that the God that was over Christianity, or the God that is over what you call religiosity, he's basically over organized religion, which means you got a scripture and you have a person to organize it, and it don't even become religion at all. It's just a religious ceremony. So half of that is in Islam too. You understand what I'm saying? Where it becomes hypocritical, half of that is in, you see, all the stuff what you're talking about, Judaism and all that now, because it ain't dealing with the esoteric version of it, which is you are God and you raise yourself to the level. So now, he understood that not only that God, that the God of Christianity was the devil, but he found out that that God worshiped, that God was on his side. That's why they can go to the same church. How is it, now we want to just listen to this shit for a minute. Now how is it we can worship the same God, a Baptist church here and a Baptist church here, and we say that God left us, and yet your life is full of hell. Even when you say you black bourgeoisie, you still is full of hell for the simple fact that you ain't with all your people. Hell, you look called, you look on the goddamn TV, man, let you know that I am, because we are, and you still in hell too. Your people dying and stuff, and you feeling inferior to the cracker you work with. But how is it that they keep on being blessed over and over and over again? You see what I'm saying? Like I say, these crackers do. I found this out in 1981. We used to ride around, you know, we used to ride around, and we see people working, see everybody at lunch. And then after we see all the people at lunch, you know, and then the people go, we see all black and white, and we see all the black people go back to work. And these white people will still be out. Come on, I don't know how they do it, but crackers do not work. You got a few that work that don't know the game. But the majority of them, they do not work, and they keep money, and they fly, and they got all these wealth. All this wealth. And I can't understand, you see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is, how is it this wealth can keep on, and not only that, there is no end to our suffering. You understand what I'm saying? That means that the God that you worshiping can bless you, because the only person that can bless you is you, for the simple fact that you have the energy of the Most High, the original God that's in you. And so when you worship and pray, you give the energy to this particular Adal Rock in the Gnostic script. And you keep this mother afloat. You see what I'm saying? You keep this mother afloat. Now let's get some scriptures here to show you. Let's go in and walk into some of this stuff and show you some stuff. So now you practice some of these scriptures in the 1940s. Jung, that you get, Jung is a great psychologist. Jung got a half of his stuff on the archetypes of the collective unconsciousness and all this stuff. He got the stuff from studying the Gnostic script. And this is what Jung said. Listen, y'all bear with me. The belief as Gnosticism is definable in various ways. Defined most narrowly, it is ancient Christian heresy, which means heresy means a heretic of a person that is against the order of stuff. So the Christians could call them heretics and kill them all, which means that they had the real stuff and the Christians stole their stuff. And in order to keep the people from knowing the real knowledge, they had to kill them all off. And they went all up and down the Mediterranean and killed them all. It arose out of Christianity in the second century and eventually died out. Well, he was wrong on that. But he redeems himself. He says, defined more broadly, Gnosticism remains an entirely ancient phenomenon, but is more, but more than a Christian one. So he's saying, in actuality, it's an entirely ancient phenomenon than a Christian one of the second century. It is also both pre-Christian and non-Christian. You see what I'm saying? Non-Christian. Perhaps the whole ancient world encompasses Christianity rather than it is encompassed by it. The Nag Hammadi discovery has established that Gnosticism at the latest is non-Christian, whether or not pre-Christian phenomenon is non-Christian. Now, the key is here it is, you got a whole doctrine that is copied, that a man lied and said that they wrote, come down, disciples wrote. Jesus died and left. Well, in actuality, we now know that Josephus, who is the only historical account of Jesus, was in actually a Roman and worked for the Roman government. Now, the Jews say that he was a traitor. But whether he was a traitor or what, the accounts that they got him to write the history, where he accounts for a historical one, was a Roman scholar. So he wasn't nothing but a plagiarizer of religious artifacts and a liar that this person walked the earth 2,000 years ago. You see what I'm saying? That he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. You see? And so so they're saying that it is non-Christian. Now, let's deal with this stuff here. It's funny that Pope John Paul just came out last week and said that there's a rise and a real surge of the Christian heritage called Gnosticism, which he's speaking against, telling the people, you don't need to deal with these because these are heretics of Satan, of Gnosticism. You see what I'm saying? The Pope John Paul said this last week. He said this particular part. Now, look at this. Let me get this right. I want to show you something. Adalbert in Ancient Ones, this book that just came out this year, is called The Allure of Gnosticism. And they have several authors. The guy who's editing the book is called Robert A. Siegel. And in here, they got a whole chapter on Adalbert. And Adalbert now, in the ancient time, is mostly controlled. And he's mostly the most, let's put it this way, the most manifestation of a dollar drop only now is the ego, which is keeping you to a lower physical level, as well as they say in this book, organized religion.
All right, guys, thank you for tuning in and listening. That was Bobby Hammett. The lecture is What If God Was the Devil? A lot of great breakdowns. We're 3 hours into a six-hour lecture, all right? So I'm going to have to continue this next week, guys. Definitely appreciate you guys for joining me every weekend here at Hanson and Wilderness Radio. I'm your host, Haru the Seven Oracle. Bobby is amazing. I encourage all you guys to type in Bobby Hammett, you know, H-E-M-M-I-T-T on YouTube. The clip is going to be in the show notes. Although, study his work, you guys. If you really want to know what happened in the break, you know, if you're not really truly awakened, you're either benefiting from this matriarchic system, you know, you're a player in the game to where it benefits you on some lower level. You know, but there's a lot of people also who really want to know what the fuck happened. You know, you're kind of in the dark on the chess game that was played, you know, right underneath your nose. So Bobby Henry delivers that, trust me. So does the Hanson Awareness Radio. You know, go back in the archives, listen to the archives, you guys. But this was definitely one that absolutely changed my life for the better. You know, so shout out to Bobby. Shout out to Panic. I just did recently, Brother Panic, he was breaking down The Wizard of Oz. Go back and listen to that. You know, so, all right, y'all. That's it. You know, so we'll continue next week. Love you guys and appreciate you. If you need to contact me, HansonAwarenessRadio@gmail.com. Definitely appreciate you, and I'll see you guys next week. To let you know also, I come in, I do pop-up shows, so I think you do Blog Talk Radio. There's a way where you could subscribe to see, you know, every time that I come on. You know, if you'd like to donate to the cause, you know, my Cash App is Haru. It's my business, Cash App, guys. So H-U-R-U, the Oracle, I'll put it in the show notes. I need to start putting it back in the show notes. But, yeah, I'll put it in the show notes for you guys. Hashtag the $ HURUTHE and then Oracle. And keep them boards, the name and everything. So all right, guys. Remember, you are 20 feet tall. We are the giants.
the